Hi. The Cowan Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They will hook you up. Whether you're hot or cold or your nipples hurt, whatever, they're going to help you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for bonus episodes from past shows. Probably with me and a fatter guy.
Goodbye.
Hey, look. It's a giant pile of stupidity. Looks like you've out Common Man and T-Bone.
Big husky kiss.
Hey, I want Seal.
Yeah, you didn't even get close. How'd that go again? One more time. Actually, people would pay money just to watch your mouth do that.
Produced by Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Featuring Leanna Ray on traffic.
How the f*** did I end up here?
And a plethora of sounds that make no sense.
Pay me a stick of bubble gum.
For what?
Cracks and gaps.
Re-rack it.
Time to penetrate your ear hole. Ew. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
The segment that's not a segment, yikes, is 5:34 today.
Yeah.
I was staring right at you.
Yeah.
During that intro.
Thank goodness you did.
Staring at you.
Thank goodness.
Just in case the microphone broke again, it looks, waving your arms.
It looks good. It's fixed. It's good. I think everything's all right.
All right.
I don't think that you did that on Friday, though, which was the day after that all happened last week. So
staring at you.
I'm glad now you've learned,
Teddy,
to look at me.
How are you doing? Good?
I'm good. Are you staring at me?
Staring at you.
Okay. Thank you.
Teddy's got his Arsenal shirt on because Arsenal was hot this weekend. Mm-hmm. Came back from 2-0 down. Mm-hmm. Got it done. Got the big victory over Bournemouth.
First place.
I didn't think that would lead the show today. Arsenal and Bournemouth.
Get it right.
Bournemouth.
Come on. Say it like you're from there.
Bournemouth.
Of course, it looks like Jason Bourne's mouth is how it's spelled, but it's
Bournemouth.
Yes.
We have a big program today, do we? I have no idea.
Huge program.
I say that all the time.
Tremendous program.
Just join us. We're very insecure. And we have a weird week this week. So on Wednesday, Buckeye basketball playing in the Big Ten tournament against Wisconsin. Coverage starts at 5:30, so we're half an hour short.
We should say right now, all that's changing is there's a half an hour where we end
early
on Wednesday.
I'm convinced they're going to screw us.
And by screw us, to be clear, you mean win games in the Big Ten tourney.
Yes.
Okay. That would be good.
I'm sorry, does it help? No, it helps nothing.
Listen, these are the last games they're playing this year. So I agree with you that, yes, it's not going to change anything.
No, let's get to the offseason.
They're not running to the Big Ten tourney.
Let's watch the real teams play in March.
That's fine.
All fake teams go away.
I agree with you. I'm just saying I don't blame Buckeye fans if they're like, well, win a game would be nice or two in the Big Ten tourney. That'd be fine. Wouldn't mind that.
We should have a rule. I know we have these signed contracts. We can't go back and change them.
Okay.
And they're very long contracts. But the rule should be, if the Buckeye basketball team fails to meet a certain winning percentage, we have the option to throw them on 1460 or just decide not to broadcast the game. Because you are potentially cutting into my ratings money.
Okay. All right. Are you going to be all right? You're going to live with that?
No. So here's how it works. If the Buckeyes beat Wisconsin on Wednesday, then they will play at 2:30 on Thursday. That's Iowa, right?
Yes, I think that's right.
If they beat Iowa, they will play at 2:30 on Friday. And then I don't care what happens after that.
And that would be against Michigan State.
Oh.
So we already know the first three opponents.
We live in a world where Northwestern is the 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament. I can't figure out this conference at all.
Right? That's a team that Ohio State beat once this year in the Big Ten, surprisingly. I mean, that happened,
they
right?
beat them here?
No, I thought they beat them there. Wrong?
No, we did beat them there.
Beat them there and then lost here.
Oh, lost here.
Lost here, I'm pretty sure. Okay, yeah. Ted's nodding, so Ted's smart. He knows what's up.
Wait, are we talking about
Northwestern?
Or Northwestern. Okay.
Yeah, did we beat them?
Beat them on the road, lost to them at home.
That is
right?
correct.
That's
correct. We smacked them around up there.
That's
too,
right, Ted. You know? That's right. Yeah, that's number 2 team in the Big Ten,
I mean,
by the
way. That was 2.5 months ago. But
hey, It happened.
Yes, it did
counts,
happen.
But I agree with you. It's not likely that it'll happen anytime again soon.
I mean, other than Purdue. And even Purdue has lost games that they shouldn't lose. I mean, that's the ebb and flow of the college basketball season. I get it. But can you see anybody in this conference making a deep run in the tournament?
No.
I can't either.
No. I know, right?
I know it's all about seeding and matchups and all that. But, you know, I can't see anybody other than Purdue. And even Purdue, nothing really wows me about Purdue except for
Zach Edey, yes. He had, by the way, you are like one itchy trigger finger referee with the whistle going early in the game from him being out, right?
Yes.
I mean, like when your entire team, I'm not saying that's the only thing they have going for them, but clearly he is the best thing they have. When you get a ref that's like, I don't know, 3 minutes in, he's whistled you twice. That could be a problem, right? And that will affect how their game goes. It's not the only thing he can play. Clearly he's a great offensive player, but you get him in foul trouble, and then suddenly that changes the whole dynamic.
We had the combine this weekend. I did not watch it.
Oh, you didn't?
No, not really.
You didn't carve out your entire day to watch people run?
No.
And lift weights and or jump?
But I bet you combine got better ratings in the XFL this weekend. I mean, I have no stats to back that up.
I would not be surprised at all if that's the case.
CJ was apparently magical, according to people. He was magic. He was waving his wand. Anthony Richardson was godlike.
Well,
above magical.
You know, and I've talked about this, how I am not in on the Anthony Richardson hype as far as him being the number one overall quarterback. Maybe he'll be a very good quarterback in the NFL. I would not take him number one. I think that's a...
You misunderstand me. He could be a very good player. He could be the best quarterback in this draft class. I have no idea. But I just love how January 6th, nothing has changed.
Yeah.
From now until January 6th, and I'm not talking about that January 6th.
I'm talking about the end of the college football season.
Yeah. Anthony Richardson on Barstool, our friends, was plus 9,000 to be the first pick in the draft. Again, nothing has changed.
Ridiculous.
Today, he's plus 425.
Yeah.
Nothing has happened.
Well, nothing's happened as far as on the field, but what has happened is the hype machine has begun.
Well, but that's what I mean.
And in reality, I'll be clear about this too. It isn't even so much the hype machine. It is the desire by all the people in the media to be right. So when they start reporting things, and I get it, you want to report accurate information. I don't think they're hyping this guy up and NFL GMs are like, huh? What's his name again? Let me write it down. That's not what's happening with Anthony Richardson. I think NFL GMs, a couple of them, were in on this guy, you know, going into this year. They're kind of keeping an eye. They're looking at what he's doing. They're seeing this guy's a physical freak. If he puts it together on the field, we might be interested. And then their team ends up being in a place where they're drafting a quarterback. They start looking at measurables. They go, you know, if this guy tests out like we think he will at the combine, he could be better than Cam Newton. Which Cam Newton, I know some people may forget this, won an MVP and took a team to a Super Bowl. So,
no, he's not just Cam Newton. Cam Newton and Lamar Jackson.
Well, he's
Cam Jackson.
He has said he models his game after. He respects those two guys. He looks up to them. And so he likes to think of himself as Cam Jackson, which is fine. But I'm just saying, regardless of what you think of the hype or whatever's happening here, I don't think he should be the number one pick. I have my doubts about his abilities in the NFL. But good Lord Almighty, if you like stats and numbers, this guy has them in droves.
Oh, no. The old Vince McMahon line is applicable with him.
Absolutely.
Look at him.
Right.
I mean, he looks like everything. You had a funny line before the show today where you said, I wish there was some sort of...
Well, no, because in my head, I was thinking, like, I don't know if he's going to be the greatest quarterback ever, but if only there was some competition where you could judge athleticism, where you just do things like this, like you run really fast, you jump really far.
That's called the Olympics.
Maybe get a few countries together, we all compete over
this. Maybe if you're really good, they give you a necklace. It's the Olympics.
Like, as I was verbalizing this, I'm like, that's stupid. That already exists. It's the Olympics.
He may be great. I'm sorry. And you're right. It's not necessarily the media.
He ran a 4.43 40.
I understand.
And he's 6'4", 240.
I understand that. But I love how we have selective awe, right? We're in awe of the 40 time. We don't care that he had a 53% completion percentage.
This is what I'm saying. I am in awe of his physical abilities as a human athlete. And I don't know what that means for the NFL, right? Because there are people in the NFL right now that will tell you that it matters greatly when used to tell you it matters greatly when a guy is not 6 foot three or as a quarterback or his hand size is not over a certain number of inches or his completion percentage in college wasn't over this. But then you will have Kyler Murray show up and everyone's like, ah, who cares that he's short? He's the greatest player we've ever seen.
Well, we've got to draft him. Only one team has said that.
Well, okay. But only one team has to say it now.
Yes, you're
with
right.
this guy
you're right.
and make him the number one overall pick. So
would you have the balls to do it?
No.
I wouldn't.
No. I'm saying I am fading that idea that he would be the best quarterback in this draft class. Now I obviously am biased. I think CJ Stroud is really, really good, but I don't, regardless of what you think of CJ's abilities as a pro quarterback, I think he'll be good. I don't know if he'll be great at pro quarterback, but I think he'll be really good as a pro quarterback. I don't think Anthony Richardson's going to be as good as him. And not because I don't think he's not athletic or he doesn't, you know, have a ridiculous vertical leap and all these other things. I am going to have to go off of what is done in college. And I do think that has something that merits a little bit more consideration. If you're not that great in college from a completion percentage standpoint, from a getting the job done in game standpoint, how do I know you're going to do it in the NFL?
You know how Dennis Rodman needed someone to babysit him?
Sure.
Travel with him and make sure that he's not causing a scene and all that. I think CJ needs someone when he gets to the NFL to make him angry.
Oh, like,
because I think when CJ's angry,
yeah,
that's when he's good. And you know what? I volunteer for the job.
You need to be the person who fills up the haterade jug.
I will.
Every day.
I'll fill it up. It's like Sunday, game day.
Yeah.
You know, the coaches give their fiery speech. Then it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Then I come in and give it to CJ. I say, hey, why don't you run the ball? Because you're weak.
Oh.
That's why.
Wow.
Because you're weak and you can't do it. Also, Jesus, not real.
that would fire up a lot of people.
Well, that's
for
fine, but my job is to fire him up.
Okay.
Well, yeah, he believes deeply.
But then at some point, what you'd have to do is you'd have to switch up the message, because at some point you'd be in there and be like, you know what? Actually, I think you're running the ball too much.
Let me tell you
now.
Something, buddy. I don't have to work hard to find new ways to get people to hate me.
True enough.
I can piss him off in a variety of ways.
Fair enough. That's true. But yeah, you're right. So, because when he is fired up and believes everyone does not believe
in
him.
But he needs that thing.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should be part of the package deal. That'd be great.
I mean, I can't work wonders by making the Buckeye defense better as a collective.
No.
But I can make one guy go out there and play with intensity.
I think that's a very good call. I think we should bring you to the, you should be a part of the package. We should talk to CJ's people.
All right, Buckeye basketball team, Buckeye women, they played in the Big Ten tournament this weekend. We'll talk about that. Plus, the crew opened up, and I want to discuss the most important thing to come out of the weekend, and that is the jackhammer.
Mm-hmm.
Over at lower.com field.
There you go. Yeah.
Because that's going to turn the entire season around.
Mm-hmm.
Can't play on the road, but that jackhammer comes out. Look at it.
We're going to bring it on the road.
Construction Cove. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an accident causing some slowdowns on Route 315 northbound at King Avenue. It is blocking the right shoulder. Passable with care, but plan about a 15-minute backup. You'll also find stop-and-go delays on the west side of I-70 eastbound between Mount Street and Route 315. Traffic is slow there as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples Print and Marketing Services help small business print big. Now get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends 415. Visit staples.com/printbig for details. This is your sign to try Staples, where your prints are perfect, guaranteed. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Come for the obesity, stay for the anger. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
You know, one thing we are known for on this show.
What's that?
Is our cash and prizes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have two prizes to give away today. And I don't want to just give them away randomly.
No, don't do that.
What I want you to do today, I want you to tweet us, at manandbone971. And I want you to tell us why you deserve one or both of these prizes. Here's some ground rules. I don't want any sob stories.
Nope. All right? Nope.
I don't care if your puppy's dead. I don't care if you were in the hospital. I don't care. I mean, I do. But for the point of this, I don't care.
Well, here, let's put it this way. If you tweet us your sob story. Are we looking for a sob
story? No.
Not a sob story.
No sob story.
If you tweet us a sob story, we just ignore that. We're not reading it on the air. We're not giving you the prize.
I want shallow, superficial reasons why you deserve to win these prizes.
Do you want groveling? Or you want somebody?
No, I don't want groveling.
Okay. I'm just trying to lay out what it is. So what exactly do you want from the people? You want them to tell you.
Just tell me why.
I want this because.
Well, let me tell you the prizes first
of all.
All
right, fine.
I have a $50 Popeyes gift card. They are celebrating their new location, 9980 Johnstown Road in New Albany.
We're all celebrating that. Great job,
the new
Popeyes.
Just
Popeyes in general. Great job.
Well, I will say this, though. They opened up a Popeyes not too long ago, Sawmill Road in Dublin.
Up by the Walmart.
Yes.
Yep.
It's very fancy looking, very new, as any new restaurant would.
Yeah.
So I'm going down the street. It's not my normal Popeyes, but I'm there. I'll stop in.
Oh,
but,
yeah. You've already eaten today, just to be clear on this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You just swung in anyway because it's like, oh, there's a Popeyes? I must have.
Sure. You got to support the team.
I get it.
I'm team Popeyes.
Understandable.
So I pull in there. I give my order. And then, you know, I pull up to the window and I hand him my American Express card. Common man here for American Express.
Did you want to give the number out on the air? Or how do you want to do that? Okay.
And she said, I'm sorry, we don't take American Express. I said, Since when? Is this a real Popeyes?
Oh, that one does not take.
Well, that one didn't take it.
Wow.
So I wonder if this new one in New Albany is not going to take it either. I'm just saying, I've been to a lot of Popeyes.
Yeah.
I've never been refused.
Yeah, no, I
get
it.
That's a rogue Popeyes.
Ted, I don't know how many times you've had that happen. Have you ever had that when you're in your Maybach and you're like, which black card do I want to pull out to play? I want to do the Amex Black or the Platinum. Which one do I want to put out there?
All the time, yeah.
Yeah, I always have the humidor where I keep my cigars in the Maybach. That's where I always get struggled. Where is the card that
I
need?
So then I had to pull out my low-class MasterCard.
Where's that commoner's Visa? Give me the Visa for the common people.
Right. Anyway, so I got a $50 Popeyes gift card.
Okay.
You can tweet us, tell us why you want that.
Yeah.
No sob story. Also, a pair of tickets to see Springsteen and the E Street Band this Thursday at Nationwide Arena.
Bruce?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Bruce Springsteen.
He accepts American Express.
Do they take Amex? I would be good if they don't. If
you
be aware.
You don't need to. These are free. These are free.
Well, so is the Popeyes. The Popeyes is a gift card. It's not. There's no card involved.
Right.
It's just a free gift card.
So if you would like one or both of those, tweet us at Man and Bone and tell us at Man and Bone 971.
Yeah. At Man and Bone 971.
Yeah.
On Twitter. And I don't want any sob stories like, I can't get into country clubs because I just don't make the type of money like Common Man does. Well, then that's too bad for you. I don't want to hear about it today.
Maybe if you worked a little harder. Maybe if you were CJ Stroud's personal anger coach.
I'm never going to let you live that down.
Crew opened up the home schedule with a 2-0 victory against DC United on Saturday. It's got to make you happy.
That was a great victory.
The Jack Wagon came out a couple times.
No,
the Jack Bag. Hey, Jack Bag.
The genetic
Jack Hammer.
Look at him.
Yeah.
He's vascular.
I'd like to think that was the inspiration when they decided to have a jackhammer at Crew Stadium for goals because, you know, the Crew have turned away from the construction logo.
Oh, no, they're back.
They got a different logo, the circle logo.
Construction Cove is there.
No, I know. Now we got what looks like if someone was trying to make live-action Mario Brothers on Broadway happen, that's what it is. They have a little... But see, this is a Haslam thing. This is...
Why don't you talk about the game?
All right, fine.
They brought it up.
They did. Let's ignore that.
Why are you negative bone?
You brought this up. You sucked me in.
Here, you want some cash right from my wallet right now?
Yes,
let me
actually.
Pull out some cash for you.
Ted and I will share it. We'll try to buy food for our families. We'll try to do what we can. Here's what I know. When you play offensively the way the Crew played in this game, you will win a lot in MLS. I'm not saying they'll win every game. I'm not saying they will be the league best, but you will win a lot of games, especially at home, when you go for it on offense. And I thought the Crew did a fantastic job with Lucas El Arayan. That's why you pay him a lot of money. You brought him in to be one of the best players in the league. He looked like it on Saturday. And I'll tell you who else looked like it.
Ooh.
Even though he didn't score a goal, Cucho Hernandez, your guy.
Where is it?
Come on.
I have
it's been too long.
Cucho Hernandez update.
Now, there was a play, I want to say it was in the second half, where Cooch running into the box. There's a ball that's bouncing free around the six-yard box. Crew are on offense. This man is a $10 million man. A lot of guys in his position in this league would pull up and say, hey, look at this pretty face. I'm not going to get that messed up by getting someone's shoe right across the front of it. I'm not going to have that happen. And they're going to let that ball just kind of bounce there. This ball was about quad height. He lays out full-on Superman pose with leading with his head, slams the ball with his head. Unfortunately, went right at the goalkeeper. But there was a dude winding up for DC about to kick that ball into the moon. And then he saw Cucho selling out and said, I can't kick.
Oh,
this guy's here.
I can't kick it into the cooch.
I'm just telling you, that's what I want to see from my Columbus Crew, which used to be known as the hardest working team in America. I don't know if we still go with that. One nation on the sod. I never forget.
Why not?
The point is, I'm just saying, that type of commitment, selling out, you love to see it. And that's what the Nordeca deserves. That's what the Crew fans deserve who go out there. It was great. So, yes. Good job, everybody. Alexander Mattan, my guy, continues to impress. His team's looking good. And a clean sheet for the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Gave up no goals. We like that.
Yeah. Now, everything you hate.
What's that?
No, I'm just saying. Now you can talk about the jackhammer.
Oh, now I can talk about
the construction code.
I don't know what I can talk about.
Go ahead. I just think you should focus on the positive first.
Fine. All I know, I'll just say this about the jackhammer. If you need something to get excited about goals being scored at a soccer game, we need to help you understand the game of soccer better, because this just in, they don't come that often. You don't get like 17 goals a game. There's a few a game. So when that happens,
it depends.
You get excited.
Are you Liverpool?
Ooh. Are you Manchester United?
More on that later.
Ooh, bad. Anyway, all I know is the Crew had a great game, and I will do my best to ignore the stupidity of that Construction Cove. But, Mike, have you seen what the Browns do pregame up in Cleveland?
I mean, what they do.
Well, they now have a thing they've been doing. They did it all last season, where they bring out a celebrity or a local person or a sports figure from, like, the Guardians or the Cavs or whoever.
I haven't been invited.
Well, because they're the... What are they the home of in Cleveland, Mike? What are they the home of up there? Has to do with the... Rhymes with sock and soul. Come on. They're the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
Yeah, the home of rock and roll, baby.
Okay.
So where they named it.
Yeah.
They have a amplifier and a guitar, and they have a guy who comes out, and the guitar's painted like the other team, and they slam the guitar on the amp before the game starts.
All right.
We just have, we are basically, the Browns and the Crew has some sports group, is more or less the, what's his name out in Vegas, the comedian. That redheaded guy that does
Carrot Top?
Carrot Top of those leagues. That's what we are. We have to do prop comedy whenever you score a goal.
You wish you were as vascular as Carrot Top.
You know what they call him?
That guy's on roids.
The genetic jackhammer.
There's no bent carrot here.
No.
Straight as an arrow.
Sure.
Look at him. Buckeye women. We'll talk about them. What else do I have? Something. Congratulations to one of our fan staffers. That is coming up next.
Of course we have to congratulate someone.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find that earlier accident has cleared from the roadway of Route 315 northbound at King Avenue. All lanes have reopened in that area. You'll also find some heavy stop-and-go delays on the west side of I-70 eastbound between Mount Street and Route 315. Plan about a five-minute delay. This traffic report is sponsored by The Tile Shop. The Tile Shop is your destination for tile, natural stone, LVT, and exclusive designer collaborations. And now you can save up to 75% off clearance tiles. Visit The Tile Shop showroom or your local Columbus Tile Shop today to start your project. Don't wait. These deals won't last. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Highly medicated, barely educated. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Monday. The segment that's not a segment, yikes, is coming up at 5:34. Now T-Bone's going to sell you a truck.
That's right, mate. Or perhaps an SUV from Valley Ford of Columbus, formerly Roush Ford. You can find them Hilliard Rome Road in 70 on the west side of town. Very easy to get to. Tons of selection out at the dealership. Just out there this weekend to see that they have plenty in stock, both new and used vehicles. But if you are looking for a new F-150, they've got them. Maybe you want a new Escape. You want a new, I don't know, Expedition. All the Ford vehicles, basically, that they have, including Mustangs, they're all there. Find them at valleyfordofcolumbus.com. You can see the sale, and you can see the difference when you get out to their dealership. The difference that they make, Valley Ford of Columbus. Check them out now, valleyfordofcolumbus.com.
Congratulations to our guy, one of the fine hosts of Morning Juice, Brandon Beam. He squeezed a child out of his vag this morning. No, he did.
He did not have the baby.
Oh.
No, his lovely wife, then. Meredith, had the baby.
Yes.
Beam was apparently almost close to passing out, according to his Twitter, a couple times. But let him live. I get that. I've been there. Understood.
7 pounds, 12 ounces, 20 inches. And they have named him William Isaac Beam. So, yes, this kid's name is Billy Beam. Let him live.
Baby Billy.
Baby Billy.
Love that. Little baby Billy right there. My guy.
It's a cute baby. And, you know, Beamer already looks like a baby.
Oh, man, this kid will look like a baby until, like, him and Beam will both look like twins when that kid turns, like, 9. Like, they'll still look like they're both the same age.
Yes. So, congratulations to the Beamers.
That's great. And I am very happy for them. Very happy that... his kid missed Manchester United getting throttled this weekend. Sorry that I keep ruining the thing we're going to talk about later. Maybe at some point in yikes. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what's coming up
in
that?
That's a long way to yikes, Boom.
Well, anyway, I'm just telling
you. Nobody's going to be listening then.
Beams Manchester United got a bad loss out of their system. So good. Hopefully this little kid does never have to see that again because that was pretty embarrassing.
Buckeye women fall to Iowa in the Big Ten championship
game. Speaking of bad losses, that was a bad one. That was rough.
Well, they had that nice comeback against Indiana. There's some positive news.
Let's focus on that.
Indiana was the one seed, right?
Yeah, so when they got into that game on Saturday, I thought this is going to be tough because I'd watched them play Indiana this year a few times. Indiana is a tough out. They've been a tough out the last few years for this Buckeye basketball team. And then women's team gets in there and down 20, I'm thinking, all right, well, this is frustrating, but we know Indiana's really good. I hope they can find a way to just make this respectable, and hopefully that gets them a 4 seed, right? Then they go out and come back and have the greatest comeback in Big Ten women's basketball history. 24 points down, I believe, at halftime, or at least at one point in the game. And they came all the way back and won that game, beat the number one seed in the tournament, got them to the championship game. And I had my hopes that they would just go out and continue that run, but... Iowa got off to a hot start yesterday. Caitlin Clark, I think, had 17 points at the four-minute mark. I don't know how many she had, but she was unconscious. And the whole team was playing well around her. And Buckeyes would go down and try to get a shot. And it was just, they'd take a one-and-done three, miss that, not get the rebound. Iowa would go down, hit like a 40-foot three. Buckeyes would come down. Same thing, repeat over and over and over till the lead is like 20. And then it was just kind of too much too late at that point.
Speaking of, what do you think they're going to get in the big dance? Like a 3 seed, 4 seed?
I hope so. 3 seed, but as long as they get a top 4 seed, that would put them at 2 home games here if they can win the first one, obviously. They'd get to host the first 2 rounds, which means we would have, if I'm not mistaken, a whole weekend of women's and men's college basketball NCAA tournament action because the men's tournament starts here too, the first 2 rounds. So you've got all the college basketball you can handle, and at least one of those games or two of them might involve the Buckeyes. Because we know the men's games won't.
Well, maybe you're sad today because the Buckeye men's team not going to the NCAA tournament. However, I did see this today. Our friends over at Barstool Sportsbook tweeted out that back in 2005 on this day, Matt Sylvester hit a 3 against Illinois to ruin their perfect season. One of the all-time great moments.
Wow.
18 years ago.
I can't believe
that.
That is 18 years ago. Amazing.
That place went crazy. That was one of the best. I'm trying to think, what did they do? What did Illinois do when they went to the tournament that year?
I don't remember.
Teddy, you remember?
Yeah, they lost to, I think it was North Carolina in the championship game, I believe.
So they went all the way to the championship game and lost.
Yeah.
That was a really good team.
Was that Bill Self coaching Illinois?
I believe that would have been the case. No, I think that's a Bruce Weber team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been Bruce Weber coaching then. But that was a team that
because Roy Williams was at North Carolina. Bill Self would have been at Kansas.
Okay, good job, Ted. Way to show us all how smart you are.
Why you sound like you're sleeping over there?
I was thinking it out, and that's why, because I'm not 100% positive about
thinking.
All
no,
that.
You're right.
So I need to speak with confidence.
That's no, right.
Even if it's not true.
Sorry. That was fine. That had Darren Williams, who was on that team.
Made a lot of money in the NBA.
Yep.
And then
became a boxer. Am I wrong? I think he's doing celebrity boxing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he became a boxer.
No, but he did
took
a celebrity.
The money.
Right. He did a celebrity boxing thing, I think. But then D. Brown, not the D. Brown that dunked in the Celtics uni with the closing his eyes and the Reebok pumps.
Different D. Brown.
Younger D. Brown. He was on that team. Luther Head was on that team.
Oh, Luther Head.
He was great. That was a tough team, man. They were excellent. And yet,
Matt Sylvester.
One of the best moments in my life watching Buckeye basketball.
Oh, it was crazy. That the crowd went crazy. I actually have this game on tape at home.
Oh.
I may pop it out later.
Physical tape.
A physical tape.
Do you have a physical VCR to play it in?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, you can pop it out if you want to. I don't know if you can pop it
in. That's a good call. I got to think about that.
This is a man who throws out things he hasn't used in 6 months. I'm quite sure your VCR has not gotten a ton of work lately.
I'm sure you could still buy them, right?
VCR tapes? Of course you can.
No, not tapes. Like the players.
Yeah.
They must sell them.
Someone does. You could buy one on eBay, I'm quite sure.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, crowd went crazy. Thad was going crazy.
Yes.
When he hit that shot.
That was an early statement win for his team.
Oh, it was huge.
I don't know if statement's the right word, but you know what I mean. Put them on the map a little bit as like, hey, just watch this space. This team's going to be good.
Fans stormed the court because then what was it? Was it 2007? So 2 years after that was the
I think you're
Final
right.
Four team?
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Teddy?
Yeah. that was when they brought in all the guys with Odin and Conley and
that next group.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's a good conversation, man.
I feel like that was a good combo. Wasn't that 2006 they went to the Final Four?
No, I don't know the year.
2007.
I thought they played Florida in 06. Maybe I'm right. You're right. It probably is 2007.
No, it was 2007 because I was getting married when it was going on.
Oh, all right. Then you would know better than me. I just remember Florida was playing the Buckeyes in a calendar year in both championship games and didn't go well either time.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at Ted for some sort of answer, and he's giving me nothing.
Well, that's all right.
He's
Ted
the guy
didn't
that
know
mocks
he had to
me.
Pull up all his basketball knowledge off just.
It would have been the 2006-2007 season.
Right. So 2006.
All right, so it was March 2007.
Yes. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, there you go.
Mike, you are right.
Happy anniversary to my wife, by the way.
That's good.
It's not today. I don't remember which day it is.
I have the
sometime in March.
Good. Do you remember when her birthday is? Because I believe that's also coming up, right? Aren't we going on a trip for that?
May.
Oh, wrong M month. Okay, good.
May.
Keep that one in mind.
May 3rd. Mm. I always get confused between May 6th and May 3rd.
What's May 6th?
I don't know.
Ah.
It's something.
Seis de Mayo.
That's the day that real people go out for Mexican food. You don't go on Cinco de Mayo like amateur hour.
What you're saying is you get Trace and Seis de Mayo confused. I appreciate that.
My wife is turning 40 this year.
Yes.
And she said to me, just so you know, I want a big deal. What does big deal mean? I took the day off work. Is that good enough? No!
I want
a trip!
Oh,
so I'm taking her on a trip. Trip!
Good. That's nice.
Every woman wants to go to Greenland, so we're going.
Finally.
Yes.
She gets to see Nook.
We're going to go walrus hunting.
Oh, God. I don't think that's allowed anymore. I mean, if you can't, look, if a walrus is allowed to just like divert traffic at a boat ramp just because it's laying there, I don't think you're going to let you hunt them
now.
I'm
just saying, they have different gifts that you buy for different anniversaries. This is 16 years for us.
Walrus tusk.
And so that's walrus tusk.
Yeah, that's it. Or the whiskers of the walrus.
Nope, that's 23 years.
Oh, 23 years. I'm sorry.
Whiskers is 23. Mm. Tusk is 16.
Also, these are both nicknames my wife has used for me in the bedroom.
Tusk.
Whiskers and Tusk.
Come on over here, Whiskers.
It's too good to pass up.
Yarmo
sorry.
Shares some good news. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some slowdowns to watch out for. Traffic is beginning to build on the north side of I-71 northbound between 670 and 11th Avenue. Plan on some backups in that area. And stop-and-go delays on the west side of I-70 eastbound between Mountain Street and Route 315. Plan on some heavy backups there as well. This traffic report is sponsored by AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and help you save time and money down the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Objects in radio may be dumber than they appear. This is Man and Bone.
Gonna get some gasoline, burn her house down. Screw you, Spotify.
Yeah, sing over the song. That's right. We had asked you earlier in the show, we have some things to give away today, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
We have Bruce Springsteen tickets.
Yep, for Thursday at Nationwide Arena.
So we have a pair of those to give away, and we also have, separate from that, a $50 gift card to Popeyes,
mm-hmm.
and we are asking for you to, what's the right word, convince us why you should be the one to win those tickets or the gift card.
Yeah, like caller 12, that's boring.
We're not giving away both to one person, are we?
We may.
Or we may. Okay.
We may. Who knows?
All right. I've got a few tweets here. One of them is from Nick, who says, my guys. And then he says, I was hoping you'd have something, but maybe not. I need the Popeyes gift card because my wife is vegetarian and I need to be able to purchase delicious fried chicken without her knowledge. A little off the grid chicken action there.
Well, hold on a second. So she makes him not eat meat? Like if she finds out about it, she's upset?
Well,
I mean, God bless if that's her thing.
Maybe.
But
yeah, I don't know.
You gotta
let
your husband eat some faces.
eat some faces?
Eat some faces.
You mean animals that have faces.
Animal faces.
I mean, all animals have faces as far as I know. Anyway, all right. So there's one, Nick, that I would say is in the running for that. Let's see. I don't think this one's going to get it done, Charlie. He says, I deserve those prizes because I've been on a luck streak. I placed $25 on 17 at the roulette table, and it hit.
No.
Then I put $50 on Dragon at the Baccarat table, and it hit 30-1. My lucky... Is it Baccarat? Baccarat?
It's Bill Baccarat.
Him, too. Who's the guy that just died?
It was...
Not Bob Baccarat.
Not Bob...
What's that guy's name?
Bert.
Bert Baccarat.
Bert.
There you go.
It was a B.
Bert. Bert. Anyway, he said, my lucky streak should... Huh? My lucky streak should continue,
no,
and I
shouldn't.
Don't have to pay anything
no,
right now.
You're out.
Let's see. Richard said, I would love to have the tickets for the boss. I'm a retiring teacher, 35 years teaching in Columbus. Springsteen was my favorite growing up, but I couldn't touch these tickets. Viva la man and bone. All right. Thank you for that. Joe
no,
says,
don't do that.
I would use the Popeyes gift card not to see my penis again. Oh, wait. So I guess what he's saying is I would eat Popeyes. It would make me fatter.
I see.
I wouldn't be able to look down and see my unit. And then he said, I can't do that now.
I see. I understand.
Got it.
For what it's worth, I can't see mine either.
Mm-hmm.
Very unimpressive.
Sure. Let's see. The Christopher says, I feel like I should win both prizes based on the fact I listen to you two jack wagons on a daily basis. That's all. No further explanation needed. Oh, and GTH. That's fine. But Christopher, that doesn't really narrow it down because we subject a lot of people to our stupidity on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what to do.
Send in reasons why you believe you should win the Springsteen tickets or the Popeyes gift card. And Teddy told me that sometime this week, not today, but sometime this week, we have a $100 Popeye gift card.
That is correct.
Oh my.
$100.
Can we just keep that for the show? Are we not allowed to do that? We can just have it and we can just go get $100 worth of Popeyes?
All they care about is the fact that we mention them.
That's true enough.
So we can keep
it. I'll tell everybody that we're using the Popeyes for our own devices, and we'll just go
research.
Get our own.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Try out that new shrimp basket they have.
Look at that, Ted. There you go. Excellent job.
Jackets playing in Pittsburgh tomorrow. Corpy started for the Kings this weekend and won. Jonathan Quinn started for Vegas this weekend.
Jonathan Quick?
Why do I keep doing that?
I don't know, Craig.
I don't know, Craig.
And you guys aren't going to correct me either.
No.
It's on the sheet, too, as Jonathan Quinn.
You know what? I saw it, and I didn't even notice it said Jonathan Quinn because I was thinking he clearly means Jonathan Quick.
Quick?
Quick! One of the best players in Blue Jackets history that didn't actually play for the Blue Jackets.
He was on the active roster.
Yep.
Jonathan Quick was for one day.
And doesn't he have some Vezina trophies in NHL championships, too?
He does.
NHL championships. Jeez.
Yes,
Stanley Cups to his name.
He does.
Right.
But on that one day, as a member of the Blue Jackets, he made $14,000.
That means he was paid by the Blue Jackets.
Right. So when we're putting together an all-time team,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jonathan Quick can be on it.
He's got one of the best, let's say, better goaltender in their prime, Quick or Bobrovsky? Questionable, right? That's certainly a big question mark.
One's American, one's a dirty Russian. So there's your tiebreaker.
Quick's Russian? I had no idea.
Quick's American, baby.
Oh, is he? Oh, I wasn't sure. You're saying Bobrovsky's Russian? I'd never gotten that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he hanging out with Putin, though?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because, like, Panarin's Russian, but he hates Putin.
He hates Putin, yeah. Well, there's a lot of people in Russia that hate Putin. Good for them.
A lot of people outside of Russia.
Yes, I'm just saying.
Russia, you hate Putin inside of Russia? You got some problems.
It's just in. A lot of Americans who like and dislike political leaders at any given time. I'm assuming that's the same in every country, everywhere.
Right.
Whether they can say so or not is a different story.
You can go on the internet now and say Joe Biden sucks and the KGB's not coming to your house.
Right. That's correct.
At least I hope not.
I don't think they are. Although, I will say, Ovechkin being so pro-Putin is a little, that's off-putting for me. I'm not a big fan. I just want to be,
is that your hot take of the day?
I want to draw a line in the sand and
Ovechkin
say,
Ovechkin piece of
crap?
Well,
apparently it is.
I got to tell you, also, Jim Boeheim, maybe a little ornery. I don't know if he's good.
Apparently those are hot takes because a lot of people suddenly in the media are just like, oh, Ovechkin got this goal and yay, woo, great.
Well, like, I mean, you're sort of torn because he's one of the greatest of all time.
Yes.
He continues to climb up these record books.
Yes.
And set these records.
You can say both things. You can say he sucks and also he's great. That's a thing. I don't know why we do that with people.
Right. Sucks
you can
and
say
great.
This guy's not ideologically a guy that
right.
I agree
anyway,
with.
Yarmo.
Great player, though.
Yarmo, good news.
Oh, what's the good news?
Yarmo said he talked to Alex Texier, who, of course, is in Switzerland playing.
Yes. Right.
And Texier wants to come back and play for the Blue Jackets next season.
Wow.
Who knows if he's going to be any good? You know, had to take a little break this year, deal with some...
Yeah, personal issues,
it was. Stayed sure. in Europe, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he's ready to go and come back to the Blue Jackets.
I mean, I don't know the situation in Switzerland, but how bad must that Switzerland team be where if he looked at the Blue Jackets and was like, I got to tell you,
they're
in
the playoffs.
Get back there.
They're in the Swiss playoffs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, then I take it all back. He just really loves Columbus, Mike.
You know what they are? Team he plays for?
No.
The Fighting Timepieces.
Good.
He's up against Bankers in a 7-game series. The Bankers and the Timepieces.
How are the Chocolates and Cheeses doing? Are they in the playoffs
the
or no?
The Toblerones are in.
The Topes.
How about the Alps?
Yes.
The Alps?
That's good. Yeah. We're just going to name all the things Switzerland's famous
Swiss
for.
Swiss Miss?
Yeah, right. The Hot Chocolates. How'd they do this year? No good.
Great.
No good? Or do they win?
Was the Matterhorn? Is that what it is? The Matterhorn?
Yeah, the Matterhorn is a mountain in the Alps,
yeah.
I believe.
Now, the Van Trapp family, they were Austrian.
Von Trapp.
Not Swiss.
And that's Austria, not Australia or Switzerland.
I said Austria.
Oh, yeah, Austria. Throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Come on, you idiot. Holt Mann with his radio show today. You will hear from the coach coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Heavy slowdowns to watch out for on the roads right now. You'll find 670 eastbound between Route 315 and Neal Avenue. Tap those brakes. Cars are beginning to slow. You'll also find some backups on the I-70 downtown split eastbound between the 71 315 west split and Livingston Avenue. Traffic is delayed there as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America, N.A., copyright 223. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
The
podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
These guys are a big deal, and by big deal, I mean cheap and fat. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
We have prizes to give away today. We have Bruce Springsteen tickets, and we have a Popeyes gift card. We want you to tweet us, at manandbone971, and tell us why you deserve these prizes. Don't give us sob stories, because we don't care.
Yeah, it's not about that.
I'm talking superficial, shallow reasons why.
I mean, humor is going to go a long way, too. If it's funny, there's a good chance we might give this to you. So here are a few of the tweets we've got in. You can tweet us, at manandbone971, like you said. 10-10-10 and I'm him. What? Start that over. 10-10-10 says, I'm originally from New Jersey and I've never seen The Boss and I've never had Popeyes.
Never had Popeyes.
Well, here's the thing, man. There's a few people tweeting us that. I don't think you think that's the beneficial thing. No.
I can't believe that you're an adult. Presumably, if you're listening to the show, you're an adult and you've never had Popeyes.
That's right.
Yeah. It's like the first time I said to my mother-in-law, like, hey, Popeyes is good. She looked at me and said, what happens there?
What?
What do you mean, what happens what there? People happens? Eat chicken.
They make chicken, and you eat it.
And we all sell drugs in the parking lot. What do you mean, what happens about? There?
I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, whatever. If you've never been to Popeyes, you can just go over there and buy some. This is, we're trying to give this to someone who really appreciates the product. We're not trying to just give this away to someone who's like never had it. I mean, because what if you don't like it? Then you got $50 of it? I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't like it. It's delicious.
I want somebody to say, I can't even tweet you right now because my fingers are so greasy from eating Popeyes all the time.
Let's see here. John says, if you give me the Springsteen tickets, I will kidnap Bruce Hooley and force feed him wig candy live on Twitter. A, I don't understand what any of that means. And B, who is Bruce Hooley? Thank you.
I do not advocate kidnapping fan hosts.
Anyone. For whatever
Some
it's
people
worth.
I advocate.
Oh, you do? Okay. Do not know. Do not kidnap him or anyone else.
Don't kidnap
I will
him.
Say anyone else. Don't kidnap anyone. Zach says,
kidnap
give me those
Margot Robbie and bring her to me.
Okay, no.
Then you can have
please
the tickets.
Oh, okay. Have the tickets. I didn't know why. Okay.
Have the tickets.
I got you. Okay. Zach says, give me those Boss tickets. My wife complains we don't do anything, but knows nothing about The Boss. I could prove her wrong and she'd be miserable at the same time. Please me.
See, now I like that one.
That's nice.
I like, doing something for yourself, making her miserable in the process.
I'm sure she'll be thrilled. Let's see. Oh, Scott says, I need the gift card because I've lost 50 pounds at my job and I need to gain it back. Well, you're thinking the right way. I mean, we appreciate that.
Why has he lost 50 pounds?
He says, because I've lost 50 pounds at my job.
At his job.
I don't know if his job's stressful or maybe it's just you have to move a lot.
He is a contestant on The Biggest Loser right now.
He's like, this is my job. I've adopted this. This is my whole career. Let's see. Dale says, I want the Popeyes gift card so I can try all the things you guys have been talking about for like the last 2 years.
Yeah, longer. You mean the chicken?
Longer than that.
It's and chicken.
You can try it anytime.
Hi, I'm here to try the chicken.
Go ahead. They have a drive-thru window specifically for this purpose. Drive through and get some chicken. Let's see. Shet says, Shet.
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 Shet. Am I not saying his name right?
Yeah.
C-H-E-T.
Got it.
Chet.
Chet.
Chet?
Chet.
Not Chet? What do you call it? C-H-A-L-E-T. That's a chalet. So I assume he's a...
Chet.
No? Okay. Anyway. Chet says, give me the tickets because I have a rich guy credit card just like Common Man and therefore am better than everyone else. That's something you can relate to, Mike. I wouldn't know anything about that. Ted, do you want to give
Is American
Chet,
Express a rich guy credit card?
Do you want to give Chet the
Hold
tickets?
On, you know what? Let me show you something.
Chet. Dude. Chet?
Let me tell you
Let
what
give him the tickets?
My American Express, too, is metal. Listen.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen to that.
I can't even. That
you
just
could,
sounds
you
like.
You could kill someone with this.
Mm,
this is like a ninja star. If I throw this at your head right now, dead.
Really?
James Bond has one of those probably, right?
Yeah. I bet you know who else has one? Bruce Springsteen. Because he's a rich guy. He probably has one of those.
He doesn't even. He's got another guy with him to carry.
That carries all the. He's got
money.
A human wallet is
he
what that's known
carry
as.
A wallet.
That's just a guy who walks with him who's like, carry all my stuff. That's my. You're my wallet.
Bruce
now.
Springsteen, by the way, I don't think he's ever had Popeyes. Very tiny.
Well, that mean he couldn't have had
skinny.
It once. Maybe he had it once and was like, yeah, I should eat this every day, but I can't. I got to stay skinny.
Okay.
By the way, I would be Bruce Springsteen's human wallet. If the position is open,
I would. You'd follow him around?
You get paid a lot of money? You get to go to rock concerts all the time? And occasionally have to be like, oh, hey, here you go. Which one did you want for the whatever we're buying now? I don't know. Tiffany and Company, something or other? Whatever. He seems like a guy who goes to a lot of jewelry stores. Caleb says, I deserve the Springsteen tickets. I have a work trip to Vegas next week, and my wife is jealous that she has to stay home with the kids. Surprising her with the tickets would save me a ton of passive-aggressive shots about how difficult next week will be for her.
That's not bad.
That's all right. That's logical, at least.
Yeah, it's not bad.
All right. Let's see.
Do one more. Come on.
I already did these.
All right, forget about it then.
Now, sorry. These are the ones I saved. I'm sure there's other ones. You can still tweet us. I'll find more.
We'll give it away in the 5 o'clock hour. You still have time.
Get us a tweet in. Don't suck.
Chris Holtman had his radio show today. Zed Key had shoulder surgery, and the Holtman said it was a success.
I think the surgery was a success. Mom and dad were here spending some time with him. So by all accounts, it was a great success, and he'll be on the mend here for the next couple months.
Well, that cut sucked. I blame myself.
Say it again. Did he have the surgery, and was it successful?
It was a success, Mom and dad were here.
I think the surgery was a success. His mom and dad were here spending some time with him. So by all accounts, it was a great success, and he'll be on the mend here for the next couple months.
Yes, but what did they do while they were here?
Chris Holtman, what do you think about FIFA?
The summer was marked with FIFA.
Very similar.
FIFA action.
Very similar.
Very similar.
Yeah.
That is Les Miles talking about FIFA.
Yeah. All right. What else you got? Anything else from the whole man?
Well, I
got
to get back on that screen.
Oh, get back over to that screen.
Yeah, I got to go on the screen. What do you want? You want Michigan State stuff? You want to look forward to Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament?
I mean, I guess I'd want to look. I'm the type of person who wants to look forward, Mike. I don't want to go back over how much we sucked.
How about what Wisconsin can do on offense?
Sure.
How about that?
Wisconsin's ability to post the ball in game one allowed them to kind of get the lead. They made some threes early. They have a really good interior post offensive post player, and that'll be a huge matchup for Felix and for all of our guys in there, just because he's big and he's got great touch. He's a big body, and they're just really, really intentional about getting the ball to him in the post. So he and Tyler Wall, and then I think they've got one of the best point guards in the league too. He's just a really good, Chucky Hepburn's a really good point guard that can get the ball where he needs to. He can score at three different levels. He's really good.
All right. So
Audrey Hepburn's recap, really good. Everybody's really good.
To recap, they're good in the post. They're good at shooting threes. They have a point guard who can score at all three levels. They have a big guy who can score inside and out.
We're going to play Felix more than 15 minutes?
Well, he said it'd be a big challenge.
I'm just saying we were back on 15-minute Felix in East Lansing this weekend.
Right.
You know, we had 30-minute Felix the other day, and it was very good. Nope. And now we had 15-minute Felix, even though he wasn't in foul trouble.
Don't ask me, man. I don't understand it. I'm not smart enough to be a guy who lost, 14 out of 15 or something like that? I don't get paid millions of dollars to lose that many games, so I wouldn't know.
How about this? Where and if they'll be playing in the postseason? You want this?
Let's hear it.
This is 51
let's
seconds.
Let's hear
though.
It.
Maybe we'll do a little pause.
Okay.
I'm just saying, 51 seconds of straight Holtman.
This could be a little squirmy, too, because I'm going to guess there's no way he's going to say, like, we're definitely going to the CBI, baby. Can't wait
or
whatever.
No, he's going to say they're going to win the Big Ten tournament.
Oh, that's sure.
You know, obviously, our goal every year, we understand what that is. So I think we would look at it if that opportunity came about. Obviously, our focus is just in playing well on Wednesday night and kind of seeing where that takes us, playing the way that we feel like we have played here these last couple weeks in terms of high attention to detail, physical, really together, tied together on both ends with a really good spirit to us. Again, our offensive efficiency the last several games has been really, really high. We now need to be able to get some stops. But I think that's the focus as much as anything. Beyond that, you know, the rest of it will kind of take care of itself. That's really all that matters right now. Or are we going to have good attention to detail? Good.
All right, he don't answer the question.
You know what, though? What's he supposed to say? We're not going to the postseason. He's saying as delicately as he can, I'm not even thinking about that because we just got to win a game.
He should be coming out and he should be saying, we're going to win the Big Ten tournament.
No, we shouldn't.
Print it.
Why should he say
print
that?
Print it. Mark it down.
You know what he is saying?
He should be saying, you can take my contract and rip it up.
No.
If we don't win the Big Ten tournament.
Stop. Evil Bald Colin is going to need more. Like, he's going to need a little time to calm down from that if that's what's going to happen. What'd you say? Chris Holman put his entire contract on the line for just his one tournament? Awesome. I'm there with you, by the way. Also, I'm just wondering if the Holt man, like, how is that his version of playoffs? Like, isn't that basically what he was saying there? He's more or less saying, like, playoff, I just want to win a game. Like, right. Like, he's saying, that's fine to talk about. We got to win on Wednesday and then Thursday and then Friday and then Saturday and then Sunday. That's not likely. We can't say that because that sounds down on the program.
I'll ask Ted because he's been great with the information today. No one has ever won the Big Ten tournament starting on day one, correct?
I don't think so. There was one year where Illinois did. They were horrible, and they made it all the way to the finals, but
they didn't
lost.
Win, right?
Yeah, they lost in the finals.
Okay. And now that the conference has expanded,
yeah, I would
it's even more of a tough
it's
task.
Longer, yeah.
Yeah, I would assume so.
All right, good stuff, Bone.
Thanks, man.
I don't know what you did, but congratulations to you.
I read a bunch of tweets. Still reading them. Lots of them.
Can I talk about mercy rules coming up next?
Let's do it.
I'd like to do that. Can we mercy rule this show too?
Please.
As Leanna now no sells the show. Why is Leanna so quiet now when she does the traffic?
I don't know. Maybe
she moved into a cubicle where other people are listening to her.
I think there might be other people around her. I think that's what it is.
She's working at the golf course now. So.
Oh, I see.
I feel like she can't be her wacky self.
No, we need wacky Leanna. So that's who we like.
We're gonna get
we like this Leanna too. To be clear,
this Leanna's fine. This is professional Leanna.
Yes, and you need professional Leanna from time to time. But we like wacky Leanna.
Okay,
all right.
Mercy rule coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Not paid to be wacky, unfortunately. You are going to find some delays on the west side of I-70 eastbound between Mound Street and Route 315. Traffic is bumper to bumper in that area. You'll also find the north side of I-71 between Greenlawn Avenue and I-70. Traffic is slow there as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Discover. Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you've earned doubled. The cash back from trips, restaurants, all doubled. Seriously, though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. The segment that's not a segment, yikes. It's coming up at 5:34. We're also giving away Springsteen tickets and Popeye's money. You can tweet us at Man and Bone 971 and tell us why you deserve those prizes. No sob stories, please.
Yeah. Just for CBJ stuff says, I'll take the Popeye's gift card off your hands. I ordered the wrong size, a gallon of barbecue sauce this weekend and need to use it on something. I mean, they have delicious sauces at Popeye's, but I mean, if you insist, that would be, you could use your own barbecue sauce, I guess, but mm-hmm. I would go with what they pair it up with, but I'll let you live.
On Friday, assuming we don't get blown out by Buckeye basketball, I will be unveiling my fast food fish sandwich rankings.
There you go.
Popeye's has a delicious flounder sandwich.
Flounder,
which we were not allowed to eat this weekend because my daughter thought it was the character from Little Mermaid.
Well, I mean, that's when you just say, it's not, and then say, I'll have a flounder sandwich, please. And you just keep going. But anyway, to each their own.
We ate it anyway.
That's right. I was going to say.
She got past it.
Tell her it was flounder from Animal House. That would be probably easier.
I'm sure she's seen that movie, right, Ted?
Yep. We watch Animal House all the time as a family.
Yes.
I gave my love a cherry.
There you go. Charlie says, my dream is to place the delicious Popeye's chicken sandwich between the crack of my nether back regions, I guess you can say.
You're cracky.
Yeah, cracky.
Yeah, cracky.
While singing Born in the USA while waiting for chicken osmosis to kick in.
Why would you ruin a perfectly good piece of chicken?
No, he's saying he would think you could absorb it through your skin. I don't think you can. That's not how it works.
That's not happening.
All right, that's fine. I've also got Jeremy who says, I'll eat a hot pepper and let you punch me in the face for boss tickets.
It's pretty good.
To which I reply, is that what you did this weekend, Common Man? Because someone punched you in the face, it looks like.
No, I have no idea how this happened. But my right eyelid is black and purple.
Yeah, it looks like you had someone
look like somebody punched me in the head, which, you know, chances are it's going to happen anyway, but it didn't happen this weekend.
Yeah, your eye's not swollen or anything.
No, it's not. It doesn't hurt. It's not.
Your eyelid just turned black and blue out of nowhere.
It just popped up on Saturday. Christian said, what's wrong with your eye? And I said, nothing. Go look at it in the mirror. So I did, and it looks disgusting.
I mean,
it doesn't hurt.
That's very interesting. Do you think you popped the blood vessel? Were you mad about something?
I don't know. Am I mad about something? Yes.
Always. What day was this you woke up? Was that Saturday?
It was like that?
So Friday night, what was going on?
I had dinner with my parents.
Well, there you go. That's clearly what did it. Your dad was gleeking all over the place. Your mom was telling you to stop eating because you're fat, but also eat more.
Yes.
And then
you know my
you
family
went home
all
and just,
too well.
And then you went home and your eye just was like, and then just... Next morning, you got up and broken blood vessels everywhere.
Having dinner with my parents is just like one long conversation about who's dead, who's dying, and what they have to go to the doctor for.
Mm. So it's just kind of if you wanted a newspaper of people that you used to live near and updates on those people.
And then complaining about how much it costs when they go to the doctor.
Oh, well, it does cost a lot.
Like my father has to go have a tooth extracted.
Yeah. Sure.
He's like, well, that's $2,000. He's like, well, do you need money, old man? Well, I will help you.
I mean, I can just understand how he's probably like, it just sucks we have to pay for that, which I agree.
No,
it does suck.
The prospect of a missing tooth doesn't bother this hillbilly. But the fact that he has to pay $2,000 for it bothers him.
Well, I assume it's probably not ideal, right? But it hurts. Got to get it out of there. I'm assuming that's why they're getting it extracted, not because it's just pleasantly going along its day.
Do you know why my father has such terrible teeth? I mean, it's just...
I didn't know he did.
Oh, just terrible.
Okay.
He's got, like, crowns and all root canals, and now they got to yank teeth out. He's always got something wrong with his teeth. His father, when he was a kid, no joke, did not take him to the dentist.
Wow.
He did his own dental work the garage.
Oh, no.
On my father.
What in the what? Huh?
Like he would drill for cavities with a drill.
Oh, no. Why are we doing
that? And he would put like cement in there.
Why?
Why? Because my grandfather was out of his mind.
I guess so.
That's why. How?
How is your father? Like, I'm not saying that it was easy. Growing up, I'm sure your dad and you don't see eye to eye on some things, but how did you not, like, every time when he's weird or something, you just go, oh, yeah, that's right. This man got dental work done in his garage
no,
by
I
his
do.
Father.
I do.
Like, okay, good, good. Because, I mean, I understand, like, that makes a person
and then
a
the other side of that,
different.
My grandfather was always weird, and then you think, well, he was driving a cab in Chicago when he was 13 years old. Can you imagine getting in a cab and there's a 13-year-old sitting back there probably smoking a cigarette?
Probably swearing at you.
Where do you want to go, mister?
Like, you just, well, okay, sorry. I don't know how it came from Britain all of a sudden, but whatever, you get the idea.
He was a paratrooper during the Second World War.
That would be after being a cabbie.
After being a cabbie.
That was like in his working life. He was like, oh, it's time to join the military. I just turned 18.
Went to Europe. I think he was drafted. I don't think he joined.
Well, you know what I mean. Right, yeah.
Was a paratrooper. And then when it came time, he picked paratrooper because apparently they had the easiest training, according to him.
Oh.
Right?
Well, yeah, there's not much to that. Just, here you go, son. We're going to kick you out of this airplane. When you see something that moves, just shoot it.
So he goes through all the training, does that. you know, obviously at some point you're gonna have to jump out of an airplane, right?
Yeah.
So they go up in an airplane. My grandfather refuses to jump out of the airplane.
Okay. I'm sure that went over
so,
well.
So, you know, yeah, you know what they did? Shipped him right to the front lines and says, you're in the D-Day invasion, my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So he was there on the beach.
Oh.
One of the first ones because he wouldn't jump out of the airplane.
I think I would have said, you know what? Never mind. Let's get back in that airplane. Let's do this little training deal here. I'm going to jump out of this plane.
What was I talking to you about?
I don't know. Oh, your dad's teeth.
My father's getting teeth yanked out.
All right. Well, hope he feels better.
What did I tease for you? I had something.
I don't know.
Teddy, what was it? Oh, the mercy rule.
Oh, yeah.
I was reading about college baseball today and how one team beat another team and the run rule was enacted. And I was sort of reminded, like, oh, yes, I forgot. Run rule in college baseball still exists. We have a mercy rule that exists in college baseball. Why can't a mercy rule exist in other sports?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Why? I mean, we say in college baseball, it's like, oh, you're up by 10 in the eighth inning, call it a day. It's over.
Right.
Why can't we say, oh, you're up by 40 in the fourth quarter of this horrible football game? Go home.
Well, we've talked about
this. We know who's going
to win. Years ago, we used to talk about how we should have a thing where you say strategic forfeit, where, like, this came up when we were talking about Major League Baseball and pitchers exhausting your bullpen to the point that now, what do we see all the time? They bring in, like,
a regular position player to come in
and throw. Well, when you get to that point, you can just say, hey, we're admitting this is over. We know we have to continue this game.
I know, but the league should tell you.
Yes.
It shouldn't be on the teams. The league should say,
I get it.
This is bad. It's over. Go away.
I agree with you. I think we could have both. Why not have, hey, this one, we have you've hit the limit. It's over. We're done. The other part of that is you could just have a strategic forfeit where you say, yeah, we don't have it tonight. NBA could do this. How many times have you seen an NBA game where it's like, well, that's third quarter and they're down 35. And I just, maybe there's every once in a while a team could come back. And there's times too. Obviously, you couldn't do this. No playoffs. You could never forfeit in the playoffs. You can never forfeit. You know, maybe you have a certain range of time where you say, hey, if it's, you know, after a certain point of the year, you can't forfeit either. Or you have to
forfeit.
I wish
the Blue Jackets would forfeit the rest of the season.
Well, right. But they can't. I guess that's the other angle of that. You got to take away the lottery system for draft picks then, don't you? Because then a team would be like, sweet, we're forfeiting every game. We're going to get down by six. We're going to pull our goalie in the first period. We're going to get down by six, and then we're just going to forfeit in the second period and go home. You're not going to, that can't happen. So we got to find a way to take that out of the equation.
Jackets, by the way, are 1 point below the Blackhawks for the worst in the league. I really hope they finish with the worst record. They still somehow will not get Connor Bedard, even if they do. But have you seen, since they made all those moves, that Blackhawk team?
No.
That's like an AHL team.
Well, I
don't know how they win anything.
They're sinking like a stone. So it's, yes, it's going to be very tough if the Jackets don't start piling up losses. However, Jackets have a
good
lot of
weekend.
Road games. A lot of road games. So that's what you need.
Tomorrow night in Pittsburgh, Rimmer will join us Wednesday. Kirk Ferentz is a vampire. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. A serious accident to watch out for. East Broad Street, eastbound near No Bixby Road. There's an accident on the right side. Please keep an eye out for debris in the right lane. Cars are swerving to get around this, and traffic is stop and go. Please be very careful. You might want to avoid this in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by InvisibleFence.com. Over the last 50 years, Invisible Fence brand has protected over 3 million pets. Their certified training leads to a 99% success rate, and they even offer a one-year money-back guarantee. Not only is your pet secure, so is your investment. Visit InvisibleFence.com to learn more. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Just be glad you aren't as stupid as these two.
Oh, yes.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
I was going to talk about Kirk Ferentz, but then I remembered that Kirk Ferentz is one of my topics when we do Yikes.
Oh,
I won't do that now.
Okay.
But I have something even better.
What's that,
First
Mike?
Of all, listen to the podcast. It is sponsored by our friends Care Heating and Cooling. Wherever you get your podcasts, including the evil bastards over at Spotify, you can search Common Man and T-Bone. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Check it out. But tomorrow, Bone, is a big day. We talked about it briefly last week. The World Baseball Classic starts tomorrow.
Are you excited for this?
I'm thrilled. And I have the World Baseball Classic power rankings.
Oh, good.
According to CBS Sports.
Give them to me.
There are 20 teams competing. 20th last place in the power rankings, China. Got to get China back up there.
Well, not their forte, baseball, I guess. Not yet. Maybe someday.
Czech Republic, 19. Australia, 18. Nicaragua, 17. Great Britain, 16. Yes. Italy, 15. Panama, 14. Colombia, 13. Israel, 12th. Chinese Taipei, which is Taiwan,
right,
11th. And now we have the top 10.
All right, here we go.
Canada is 10. Freddie Freeman, he's on that team.
Oh, yeah, right.
Is Joey Votto playing for Team Canada, Teddy?
He is from Canada. He would be, but of course he's
not. That's right. He's not
rehabbing right now, yes.
Yeah, all right, thank you. Cuba is 9th.
All right.
You know who's on that Cuban team?
I don't.
We have a sighting of Yoenis.
Is he back, baby?
Well, Yoenis has fallen out of favor. He can't get a Major League Baseball job, but he's still good enough to play on Team Cuba. They are 9th in the power rankings. The Netherlands, 8.
Oh, wow.
Korea, 7. Mexico, 6. Puerto Rico, 5. Venezuela, 4. Team USA, 3. And we had asked last week, who was the last country to win the World Baseball Classic?
We didn't realize the answer.
We didn't realize that it was Team USA.
Yeah.
We should have been having parades in the streets.
I know. We forgot all about it. We should have done that. It's too bad.
USA is 3rd on this list. Japan, 2. Of course, Shohei Ohtani had some monster blasts in their exhibition game yesterday. One from his knees.
He's incredible.
And you know who else is on that team?
Who's that?
Yu Darvish.
Got to work quick. But not, do they have pitch clock in World Baseball Classic?
I don't. You know what? That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, it's a Major League Baseball property, but it's obviously not Major League Baseball.
They have pitch clock in World Baseball Classic. Please do find out the answer. Thank you.
It would be hilarious if a bunch of guys got used to working the way that you can in a, you know, the way they always have. And then suddenly it's like, all right, now back to spring training where there's a pitch clock and you got to work quick.
Number one, Dominican Republic.
There you go.
Teddy, your guy, still around, still pitching. Johnny Cueto. He will be on Team Dominica. Where did he end up this offseason?
I have no idea.
He signed Florida Marlins, I believe.
Miami Marlins.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, he went to the Florida Marlins.
He went back in time.
Him and Jeff Conine.
They're Jim Leland. They're wearing sleeveless jerseys with black t-shirts underneath.
Do they use a pitch clock in the World Baseball Classic, Teddy? Have you found that out?
We don't know. We'll find it out. We're hoping that they do.
I believe they will not be used. The pitch clock shifts, larger bases, those will not be used during the World Baseball Classic.
There you go.
Classic.
All right. Now we know. Also, we have prizes to give away.
We do.
Well, you said cash and prizes. It's really just prizes. But
you could sell it for cash.
I don't know if you're allowed. Whatever.
You can do whatever the hell you want. Once it's out of our hands, you can do what you want.
We have a $50 Popeyes gift card. That I know we have. And we have Bruce Springsteen tickets. For Thursday night.
Nationwide Arena.
I glitched there for a second. I'm sorry. Let's see. The Real Gage says, I'm a fat guy from North Dakota that loves two things, the Buckeyes and Popeyes chicken. Get their three spicy tenders and ask them to put it on their chicken sandwich bun with mayo, pickle if you like it. Best thing ever. This is my fat guy gift to you. So he's asking for the Popeyes gift card, but he is also giving us a recommendation on how we should eat the Popeyes, which I like. I like that you've considered that we might need that.
What are you doing, three? He said, what is it, diet time?
Well, no, he's saying to fit them on a bun.
Oh.
Because you get a bun, which you can ask for. Just give me a bun separately and a couple packets of mayo.
Well, unintentionally, I got one of those once where I ordered the chicken sandwich from Popeyes and I got it. And it was just a bun with sauce on it.
But you didn't presumably order extra chicken tenders to put on it.
No, they didn't give me any chicken.
Exactly.
Just right. A saucy bun.
Well.
Hey, you saucy bun.
That's what the queen likes to be called, right? She's a saucy bun, she is. Package sold by weight, not volume, is the name of this Twitter handle. And he says, my wife swears a group of us went to a Springsteen show in Columbus. I recall none of it. I need those boss tickets so I can fill this giant hole in my memory. Popeye's chicken was my lifeline while deployed overseas. Give me them spicy tenders. All right.
He doesn't know if he went to a Springsteen concert?
He says his wife tells him they did do it. He says, I recall none of this. And I've had moments like that with my wife where she'll say, we talked about this, and it will be something like a kid's doctor's appointment is today.
That's different.
That's not a whole evening at a concert. I think I remember every concert we've ever been to. I'm going to ask her tonight if there's any concerts that she thinks, like, we just go through the concerts and I'll see if there's any I don't remember. Because I even feel like I remember the very mundane ones, but whatever. Let's see. Phil says, I live in Lafayette, Indiana. If you give me the Popeyes gift card, I can use it to bribe Roar to kidnap Chris Holtman this week in Indy so our basketball team won't suck next year.
Who's that?
Roar!
Thank no, you got to get more.
I can't do the vomit. That's good. Buddy says, I deserve the Springsteen tickets because my father, being from Jersey, would listen to him nonstop while chain smoking Marlboro Ultralight 100s. And I'd love to bring back those fun childhood memories. Well, buy him a pack of cigs.
Is the father still with us?
Well, he says, I'd love to bring back. Oh, I don't know. I'd love to bring back those fun childhood memories.
But for him or for dad?
I don't know if dad is listening.
Is he, maybe dad's a mummy and he's in an Uber Eats box. He's going to take him to the concert.
I forgot about
that. We talked about that guy last Friday. We're 800-year-old mummy. He slept with it.
He called it his spiritual girlfriend. Let's be clear.
Oh, man, he was doing that mummy. Dude, come on.
The queen has also said that.
Oh, he was doing that mummy.
What are you doing to me? Why are you taking my queen?
I'm not.
No, don't.
She possesses you. I can't determine when she's going to possess you. I don't know when that's going to happen.
She only possesses one of us.
That's not possessed. I just was doing the voice.
No.
You're the only one with a channel to the afterlife.
Right here, you may not impersonate dead British
women.
You're
the only one that ever gets the queen inside of you.
Oh, are you?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't ever.
No, I'm just pointing it out. I don't have that, so I just have to make do with, oh, hello, occasionally.
Speaking of channeling the dead, my wife, a few months back, had a reading with a medium.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
And she said that it changed her thoughts on everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm glad, whether I agree or not, I'm glad
it works for
that
you.
That it worked for her and that she has found some
whatever
sort of peace.
Your thing is, if it's religion, right. If it's that stuff, if it's crystals, whatever,
sure,
I let you live. It's
whatever.
Not my thing.
Well, she has booked me an appointment with this same medium.
You're going
so
to...
It's via Zoom.
Oh, okay. You're going to Zoom with a medium.
Yeah, I'm going to Zoom with the medium.
By the way, great band name. Ladies and gentlemen, Zoom with a medium. Who knows what that means? Unless you heard the context.
I'm going to try not to be a smartass during this thing. I'm going to go in with an open mind, even though I don't really believe any of it, but I'm going to go in with an open mind, and hopefully I have my mind blown. I would love to know that I have some answers.
That'd be great. Now, do you want me to give you a test to test out how good this person is or not?
Test?
Well, here's what I'll do. I'll take a picture of me. I'll bring you a picture of me from like high school and say, hey, by the way, someone long ago in my life, they went missing. And if you could just tell me where this person is, I'd love to know. And then give them a picture of me in eighth grade wearing a silk shirt and aviator glasses and a bowl haircut.
Uh-huh.
And then say, now, where is this person? Where and then see what she says. And maybe she'll, or I assume it's, did you say it was a she?
It's a she.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a she.
If she's like, yeah,
and then you pop up and like, I'm right here.
No. I'd be curious what she thinks. And maybe she says something like, he's lost and is spinning his wheels and thinks he's somewhere.
All real.
Right. Then it would be like, whoa, she actually knows what's going on.
I think he's buried in a nature preserve.
Right. But if she says like, yeah, this guy got hit by a bus, then you'll know either something's about to happen or she's way wrong. Just saying, if you want the control group test, just let me know. I will slide you a picture.
All right. We're going to talk about quarterback money coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Heavy slowdowns expected on East Broad Street eastbound near No Bixby Road. Still watching an accident blocking the right side. Some debris blocking the right lane as well. Please be very careful. Watch out for cars as they work around this. And more slowdowns on the north side of I-71 northbound between 670 and 11th Avenue Plan. About a five-minute delay. This traffic report is sponsored by Jackson Hewitt. For your guaranteed biggest refund and 50% off tax prep, switch to Jackson Hewitt. 50% off is a limited-time offer for new clients filing in participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The show that will tickle you stupid. This is Man and Bone.
Hello. Happy Monday. The segment that's not a segment, yikes. is coming up at 5:34. Quarterback stuff. We had the Combine this weekend. The New York Giants people were at the Combine, as all the teams have representatives at the Combine, and they were trying to work out a deal for their quarterback, Daniel Jones. Last week, it was reported that Daniel Jones wanted $45 million per season, let him live.
Good for him, by the way.
The Giants have apparently extended offers to him in the $35 to $39 million a year range.
Also good for him, by the way, if he ends up making $39 million a year, let him live.
Let him live is right. I mean, Daniel Jones, before the season, we thought this guy was lame duck. We thought, you know, there was a reason why they didn't pick up his 50-year rookie option.
Right.
Right, because, oh, they're going to move on from him. He has not turned out. Team was good. He was good. I still don't know if he's good for good, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
but they're going to have to make a financial commitment.
I like the phrase good for good.
Good for good.
Good for now versus good for good. But I will tell you this. The amount of money that is being thrown around here, in the baseline always ever, if someone said to me, you get to make $39 million to play, to do anything, do whatever you want to tell me I have to do, $39 million, I'm going to probably do it. But
I will do whoever you tell me to do for $39 million.
I knew you'd guess. I'm just saying, I do understand and I approve of the players saying, yes, but I know I could get this amount. And so I want that amount. And in part for Daniel Jones, I'm sure there's a little bit of punitive damages he's trying to get from this team too, to say, could have just picked up my option.
Yeah, I'm going to make you pay.
So I'm going to try to get the most I can.
I'm all for pettiness.
Yes. I'm just pointing out, while I'm for the pettiness, this is still $5 or $6 million a year, and he could easily get that money and, you know, or not, and still be a rich, rich man playing football and do it. I would say it's all a benefit. This is all like icing on the cake for him compared to what it used to be, what we thought he was going to get coming into this year, which is probably little to nothing. But that doesn't mean he should settle. He should get what he wants. I would think they're going to find a resolution to this, I guess, is the main point of that.
More quarterback stuff. I've yet to see the money on this deal. Maybe Teddy has seen something. He can let me know. But Derek Carr is going to sign a 4-year deal with the Saints.
Yeah,
have you seen cash?
The money's out there.
It's for a $150, $100 guaranteed.
Yikes.
Man. Well, the Saints want to... Look, that division is very winnable, right? The Saints are trying to show that they could be the team that does it. I don't think Derek Carr is the answer for you long term, but win that division the next couple years with him, that seems like that's a possibility. I don't know if it's worth $100 million.
Again, we have to sort of adjust our notion of what quarterbacks are worth, because I fall into this too. I say, oh, so and so wants $35 million. Well, $35 million with today's money and today's cap in the NFL, I was going to say it's not that much.
No, it's a lot, but it's...
Daniel Jones is looking for $45 million.
It's the starters level money that you get in the NFL. If you're a starter in the NFL, who's a reasonably good starter? I'm not saying it's just like a borderline, oh, you're only here as a stopgap guy.
Or, but here's the question, though. Is Derek Carr a reasonably good starter?
They seem to think he's one that
I know they
didn't
think
want
it.
They didn't want
or
to
at
risk.
Least they're desperate enough to think it. Do you
right.
think it?
I would not be thrilled if my team's plan going into the next season was we got Derek Carr. We're good. No, I don't think we are. I would say now that you've got good wide receivers there, obviously. A couple of Buckeyes there in New Orleans.
In theory. What's Michael Thomas's status?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's hurt all the time now.
Yeah, I mean, like, if healthy, him and Chris Olave, it's quite the tandem.
I know that.
But
Alvin Kamara's beating people up in clubs, right?
Well, yeah, that's not great. All I know is if that team has a decent quarterback, you would think perhaps they could be a little bit better. I don't know that Derek Carr constitutes decent quarterback anymore. I would have thought so even as close as to a couple years ago, but I'm just not sold.
Last two seasons on Michael Thomas. Well, really three. So in 2020, he played seven games, caught 40 balls. All right. 2021 didn't play at all.
Yeah.
Didn't play the entire season. Last year played in three games, caught 16 balls. So it's been since 2019. It's 4 years now that we've seen Michael Thomas really do anything on the field.
For a full season, yeah.
For a full season, yeah. And they've paid him a bunch of money.
That is a time we like to call the pre-pandemic times, my friend. That's how long ago that was. That seems like two decades ago.
Right, he was excellent. He had 1,700 yards that season, but that was 4 years ago now.
Yeah, you're right. That's it's hard to fathom. I guess there's a way to look at that and say, well, not a lot of mileage on those legs. So maybe he'll, you know, when fully healthy, maybe he'll be ready to go. But certainly I understand having doubts about that.
Didn't he... I want to say he's suing for medical malpractice or something, but somebody was. And I want to say Michael Thomas liked the tweet and said, yeah, you go get him. And because he thinks his whole injury was botched. When he first hurt his ankle, he felt like it was botched.
There's a story. Well, this is not about the injury. This is about he has a lawsuit against like someone else, like a landlord. But that's, yeah, it's different.
His landlord?
No, it says, well, because he had an off-season rental, and apparently in L.A., he sued the L.A. landlord for more than $1 million over the two-month rental, says that apparently there were some issues with the rental and that there were damages that he incurred. I'm trying to read this on the fly. But anyway, he apparently says that the owner agreed to give him all the use of this property, and then when he got there, it was kind of restricted, and it wasn't what he thought it was. So he wants his deposit back. Anyway, this is from a few years ago. This may all be resolved. All right, I have no idea.
And then the landlord busted his ankle with a crowbar.
Yes.
And that's why Michael Thomas can't play.
Yeah. I don't know what
his landlord what is. Alvin Kamara.
that would be not good. Not great.
Bone's all about conspiracy theories in sports. He has another one to share with us coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. A problem area to watch out for. A disabled semi on the right side of the west outer belt of 270 southbound before Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. Police are also blocking the right lane. Might want to avoid this. Heavy backups are expected. A 15-minute slowdown in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by eBay Motors. You do anything to keep your vehicle happy. Let's make sure it stays running smoothly. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, the right parts are just a click away. When you see the green check, you know that part will fit. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBayMotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Don't worry, we don't get Bone's analogies either. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Monday. So glad you've tuned in 3 hours a day, every single day. Do it. The Arnold was in town this weekend.
Yeah, did you go?
I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't go? Okay.
I've been there before. It's been many years.
I've been there as well.
But I like looking at all the people.
Well, sure.
Some good people watching.
Well, like any large convention there is, but when you add in the fact that there's a lot of muscle and testosterone and varying degrees of ascending and descending the throne of muscles, if you will. Like, you know what I mean? There's people who it's like, oh yeah, this is someone who they're clearly in good shape. They're not the like most ripped person here, but they're like in very good shape. And then you get to the age where it's like, ah, this guy, you could tell that guy used to be something and he's still trying to make it happen with the leathery skin and the weird muscles at age 70. But this, you could tell like that guy was lifting weights for a long, long time, but his body's not keeping up.
Well, anymore. You have just described the founder.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
He was there.
Oh, was he? I didn't.
He's still pumping.
Well, sure.
My guy.
I mean, that's what he's known for. That's the thing that got him everything else in his career is that.
But you know what I always find interesting is, and professional wrestlers never let go of the trend either, is that you go to the Arnold and it's like fanny pack O-Rama.
Yeah, fanny packs are a big deal. Yeah.
And I think it's because they all wear spandex and stuff without pockets.
That could be.
And that's why they use the fanny pack.
Well, the fanny pack is also, it's come back in vogue a little bit.
It has?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like it's high fashion?
I don't know about high fashion, but it's something that like I know that it's been a thing that is popular with the Gen Zers.
All right, I have no idea.
Also this, there's like a fitness thing with, there's different levels of it with, I think with, I don't know, I'm guessing with some of the stuff that you're doing at the Arnold, it's like, hey, I'm out of my hotel room, so I've got my wallet, keys, I've got my, you know, room key, I've got all that stuff, cell phone, and also like I'm traveling, so maybe you have like, I don't know, some mints or something. You just, it's a convenient device is what I'm saying.
Well, you know, in the Olympics all the time we hear about, you know, very attractive people get together in the village and they bump up uglies.
Well, there's some of that too.
Well, is that happening at the Arnold?
I would think so.
You have very fit, buff people. They're all in the same place where maybe, you know, you come from a hometown where you're the only one that looks like you.
Yeah.
But you come to the Arnold and they're all around.
You ever thought of that? I mean, like, I know there are some people, there's jealousy, right? You see the people who are all ripped up, muscled out, all that stuff, and you go, man, it's nice they look like that. I wish I could do something like that. And there's a little jealousy that creeps in, right? But I've never thought of it that way. Of the person who's like from Podunkville, USA, they lift weights. They like are in their gym wherever they go. Everyone else there is just like, what's this guy think he's doing? He's weird. And he's like putting coconut oil on his biceps. And everybody's like, why don't you learn how to work on a diesel engine? And he's like, this is my diesel engine, man. This is what I'm doing. And they're like, yeah, you suck. And then you get to Columbus and it's just like 2,000 other people doing exactly the same thing as you in like this little room that you're in, let alone the whole city full of them.
We have so many like dating websites that specialize, like the Farmers Only and the J Date, and you know, every ethnic group has their own dating website. Maybe it exists and we're not aware of it.
There's got to be.
Is there powerlifting like dating websites?
What would that be called?
I don't know.
Spotme.com maybe? Like spot. benchpressthis.com. I don't know.
Well, again, do you want to just limit it to powerlifters? I mean, I'm sure the wrestlers need to find a place too.
Sure.
Where it's like, describe your cauliflower ear.
Well, that's a good call. I didn't think of that.
And they have to have a little jingle like Farmers. You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com. What would it be for the powerlifters?
We can both fit in this singlet.com. I don't know.
No, I don't like that.
No? Well, maybe they can. It's just, maybe that's a competition.
I'm saying that when the Arnold rolls around, you know, a lot of it's for, hey, we're into fitness. And a lot of it's because they want to have sex with each other.
Well, I think they want, let's try to say that in a nicer way. Maybe they want to find community.
Why isn't that nice? I'm not judging them. Saying, I say go for it.
Maybe it's all the above. Like you find some bros that you're like, we're buddies now. We're going to be lifelong friends. Maybe you find some other people that are like, this is some tips and tricks on how I've learned how to, you know, get to that next level. And you're like, oh, that's great. Iron sharpens iron. And then you're at the bar. Lady walks over to you or whatever and start chatting. And all of a sudden you're both comparing, you know, how big your quads are. And the next thing you know, you're in a hotel room.
Who did you meet when you were at the Arnold?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I met, Jason Statham, the action superstar.
Small, right?
Yes.
Smaller than you'd think.
Yes. And I met an MMA legend whose name escapes me.
Randy
at
Couture?
Yes, it was Randy Couture.
I met Randy Couture.
Yes, Randy Couture was there. That's who it was. I had introduced
both these
guys.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah, very nice.
Really nice guy.
I was going to say it was Chuck Liddell, but it was not Chuck Liddell.
No.
Because he has a mohawk, or had a mohawk at one time. I knew it wasn't him.
Yeah.
But no, they're both Surprisingly, not as big as I would have thought. But that's okay. They could both kick my ass.
Arnold's not as big as you.
I know that. It's a little surprising.
Even though
right?
when he competed in bodybuilding, he competed in the tall category.
Yeah, he was a
he was over 6 feet tall. He has shrunk. He's like 5'9" now.
No, he's not.
I'm telling
you, he can't be that.
He has shrunk.
Okay, but yeah, I know he was a what's that? It's not. Was it heavyweight? Yeah, I think they call him just heavyweight. If you're like a bodybuilder,
heavyweight, and there's two different divisions. There's short and tall.
Yeah,
he was always in the tall.
Yeah. By the way, this list I'm looking at of best MMA fighters of all time has Randy Couture number 6 of all time.
Who's number 1?
Georges St. Pierre.
Who's number 2?
Good old GSP. Fedor Emelianenko.
Who's number 3?
Anderson Silva. Ever heard of him?
He's got a show on CNN.
Yeah. No. Different guy. That's Anderson Cooper.
I'll tell you what, though. Anderson Cooper, submission specialist.
Sure. Why not?
He gets you in a hold, forget about it.
Yeah. Chuck Liddell, 4.
Mohawk.
Yeah. And number 5, Demetrius Johnson.
I saw John Jones won this weekend.
I saw that.
And then when does it come out that he failed a drug test and they throw the verdict out?
Is that before or after
verdict
he does
out
the,
like it's in the courtroom? The verdict, you know what yes. I mean?
Is that before decision. Or after he does the goat noise? I saw he did that where he was like, I got one more thing to say. And it was like, oh, is this goat boy coming in?
I love how like you guys always doubt me. It's like, we doubt you because you just failed drug tests.
Yes, that's
all
why we,
the time.
That's why you're doubted
this
in this
sport.
This
is what you do.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's nothing wrong with bringing that up. Also, I want to bring this up very quickly and we can move on. High school sports. This past weekend, one of the many sites for the regional tournaments was in Marysville for high school wrestling.
Okay.
Did you know, my buddy Steve, he's a wrestling coach. That part I don't expect you to know. But he told me like, hey, the regionals are this weekend, states are next weekend. This is the first year that Ohio has sanctioned girls wrestling in the state, and the first girls tournament is this weekend.
Nice.
The first state tournament for girls. So if you go, I think that's at the Shot, if I'm not mistaken. I would assume it is. Usually the boys wrestling tournament is there. Anyway, that is a historic moment for girls wrestling. So very nice. I went out. I know nothing about wrestling. My buddy Steve coaches. He invited. So I took my middle daughter, Ava, who is the most of the three kids. She's the one who'd be most likely to get into a ring of any kind. Like she's a fighter. Like I could see her wanting to do that at some point. But I went out there and I know nothing about wrestling. I don't know how it works. But have you ever seen how the refs have to do this? Like on the mat?
Yeah.
Because you got to see like if the pin is happening, yeah, like if the shoulder's down.
Their face is like on the mat.
Their face is down there. The one dude was doing the worm all the way across the thing. And I'd seen somebody do that virally once.
Yeah,
and I
got to make sure the guy's not pinned.
Yeah. So it was, I mean, I was getting an education on how all that works. I learned about the green and the red little hand system. I learned that. Our girl Fawn, who listens to the show, her husband, Derek, who also listens to the show. I don't know why I said it that way. Fawn and Derek. Derek is a referee in wrestling. I saw her tweet that out that he was doing some of this
That's
stuff
too.
That's
a small wrestling world.
I know,
and they
right?
all wear fanny packs.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
You know what? I'm going to get a fanny pack and some cauliflower ear. And
I'll tell you what. I told this story before. This is many years ago. I'm in a bar with my friend. And it's a loud bar.
Sure.
He's on one side of me. And I can see that he's having some sort of heated discussion with the guy on the other side of him.
Never a good idea.
But I'm not really paying attention. And he sort of looks at me and says, hey, man, with this guy, can I count on you if something goes down?
Mm-hmm.
The answer was going to be no either way because, I don't know, wasn't interested in getting in a rumble that night.
Yeah.
Not my style. But I looked over at the guy and he had cauliflower ear.
Mm-mm.
I said, nope. No, man.
Nope. You can't count
You're on
me
your
for
own.
Anything.
As a matter of fact, if he wants to beat your ass, I'll help him. I'm joining his team.
He's not going to need any help, though.
No, but I'm just saying, you never mess with somebody with cauliflower ear.
Oh, the amount of technicality that goes. I don't understand like actual wrestling, amateur wrestling, whatever we're not supposed to. It's not pro wrestling, obviously, whatever the real wrestling is. I don't know it well enough to know what a good move is or any of that stuff. But I judge by what other people are reacting to when I go to a wrestling meet, which I've only been to a few. I'm out of my element. I don't know what's happening. But the amount of technicality that's going on there, because you see these wrestlers measuring each other up and like, it's like, why don't you just jump at them and try to like tackle them? And it's like, well, no, they can't because the other one's got them. They're guarded well. They're like kind of, they're figuring it out. And it's like a chess match to watch. A chess match that I don't understand, which also I don't understand chess. So it's a bad analogy, but you get the point.
I felt that way when I was a kid. My father first told me about baseball. And you watch baseball, you enjoy it. But at one point I asked him, like, so what makes it strike? Like, does the ball have to go over the entire plate? My father said, no, the ball just has to clip one part of the plate.
Interesting.
And I said, oh, so just the tiny outside edge, all it has to do is clip that? He says, yeah. And I said, well, why don't they do that every time? Well, they're trying to.
Yeah, that's right.
That's like, I mean, Greg Maddux does.
That guy who just hit the ball 450 feet, I think he should do that every time. Right. Why don't he just like yank it out of the park every time?
It's in my dumb mind, it's like, well, why don't you just throw it every time at that spot? They can't get it. Why don't you just jump at the wrestler? What's the wrestler going to do? Jump at him.
It's one of those things where, like, at one point at the wrestling meet, I'm watching. This was at Marysville. By the way, Marysville High School girls, I think, sent 7 girls to the state championship, so let them live. Congrats on that. But I'm watching this, and one of the girls, like, picked someone up and flipped them over and pinned them, and it was like this big thing, and everybody's jumping them down. And I'm like, yeah, you should do that more often. It's like, I bet they're trying
to. I'm all for those Hurricane Ranas. Have more of those.
I was yelling, do a 619, and it was like, there's no ropes. They can't do a 619. Rey Mysterio Jr. is not here.
Sports conspiracy theory coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. A couple of problem areas on the roadways. You'll find a disabled semi on the right side of the West Outer Belt at 270 southbound before Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. Keep an eye out for the police blocking the right lane. And an accident on East Broad Street eastbound near No Bixby Road. It is in the clearing stages, but watch out for slowdowns there as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Jackson Hewitt. Want to be 100% certain about your taxes? Jackson Hewitt backs your return for life. Switch today and get 50% off tax prep. 50% is a limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fat and happy. Hey, one out of two isn't bad. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Monday. So glad you've tuned in. We have prizes to give away today. We have Springsteen tickets for Thursday night at Nationwide Arena. We also have a $50 Popeyes gift card. And we're asking you to tweet us and tell us why you deserve the prize. No sob stories, please. Bone, I think it's about time we pick a winner.
So let me give you a few more, and then you decide what you think here. We've got Jameson, who says, give me the tickets to the Springsteen concert. I'll do everything I can to streak across the stage with Common Man painted on one butt cheek and T-Bone painted on the other.
Nah, I don't want that.
Yeah, I get it. But I appreciate the sentiment. I just thought it should be on.
I don't want to make the concert about us.
That's fair. Corey says, I want the Boss tickets to give to my dad for his 65th birthday to cement my rightful place as the favorite child in this family.
See, that's good.
Yeah.
Because I said no sob stories, no sentimentality, but you want to compete with your other siblings and you want to win. I respect that.
Yeah. I think Corey can get the Springsteen tickets. Are we good with that?
Oh, wow.
Want to give it to him? I mean, I think that's a good one.
Teddy, do you have a say in this?
I mean, if Ted doesn't
no,
like
I
it.
No, I do not have a say.
All right,
say.
There you go.
I'm just a lowly producer, so you...
Shelby time!
Wow. Oh, geez. Bone. That was dripping with passive-aggressive sarcasm.
Bone will
there.
Give them away.
Wow. All right, Ted, I'm sending you this one. So
what about the Popeyes one?
The other one, let's see. Hold on. All right.
Pick an older one if you want to.
I got a few others here.
Annie Hockhausen.
Turtlehead says, if you give me the $50 Popeyes gift card, I will use it all at once and show you the before and after. No thanks on the after.
No.
I don't need that.
Although I do think that an app would be successful called Rate My Poop.
Well, I've
talked
you're
about
right.
this.
Yeah.
Where you take a picture of your poop and people rate it based on how impressive it is.
Yeah.
Shape, color, girth. Is it sitting above the water?
Mm-hmm.
These are all important
things.
These are,
we need to know. I agree with you. Some of them are like an iceberg. I get what you're saying. Jeff's Gentleman Sausage says, I should win the Popeyes gift card because chicken is flipping delicious and I will rub biscuits on my nips while I whiskered Teddy's name in honor of the show.
Well, Ted doesn't want to be a part of this.
Ted doesn't want to be a part of it.
No, he's all upset about something. I have no idea why.
Now, Dale said, I want the Popeyes gift card because I went to a city council meeting to talk about a store coming to town, but ended up hearing about Annie Hockhausen and some nut job talking about Facebook.
Annie Hockhausen.
I mean, that's a good reference, Dale. You're getting me with the references. I mean, I'm not going to lie about that.
Give me a couple more. Come on.
Let's see. Timmy Hall's Road Rage says, I deserve the Popeyes gift card because I can't seem to be able to gain weight and it pisses off, well, everyone.
Oh, no.
Yes, you're not getting it.
No, you're not getting rewarded for that, skinny boy.
Yeah.
Kiss my
ass. Your reward is your metabolism.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
You're going to live longer. There's your reward.
The Bent Carrot says, I want the Popeyes gift card. So when I die on my headstone, it'll read, my guys gave me their cash and prizes.
There's our winner.
All right. There you go.
Bent Carrot.
Bang that all night.
There you go.
Thank you, Keels.
Bent Carrot wins. And I'm just trying to see. I'm literally just sending these to Ted so I don't forget to send them because I don't want
to. The whale's vagina.
All right. There we go. Teddy, there you go. I DM'd you. Enjoy.
Can we talk about conspiracy theories now? There is a very interesting conspiracy theory involving one of the greatest soccer players of all time and his love of his sister's birthday.
Yes. So Neymar, who is a famous Brazilian soccer player, he plays for Paris Saint-Germain. Previously played for Barcelona. He's great. He was in the World Cup. He's one of the stars of Brazil. Okay.
Friends with Annie Hockhausen.
Surprisingly enough, yes. So PSG has announced today that he is going to undergo surgery and he's going to miss the next 3 to 4 months. And as soon as I saw this, I said, when is Neymar's sister's birthday?
As we all do.
Well, because now Bone and Beam United, our soccer podcast, you can go check that out wherever you get podcasts. We have talked about this, me and Brandon Beam. We have talked about how he misses a lot of time around the time where his sister's birthday is. She lives in Brazil. They are very close. How close, you ask? So close that Neymar has her face tattooed on his arm.
That's a little...
They're very close. They're very close.
Okay.
Anyway, he's having surgery. He'll be out for 3 to 4 months. He's not faking this injury. But let me just run down the amount of times that he has missed time around his sister's birthday. Her name is Rafaela Santos. Her birthday is March 11th. As you'll note, it's March 6th. So... you would assume Neymar has plenty of time on his hands to make it to her birthday in Brazil. This started back in 2015 when he played for Barcelona. He was suspended after getting his fifth yellow card of the season, which automatically gets you a one-game suspension per the rules of, you know, La Liga at the time. So he got a one-game suspension. When did that suspension occur? Well, it was on March 8th. He had to miss that game. He asked for permission to travel to Brazil to go to his sister's birthday party, was back for their game on March 14th, and all that was granted. The next year, he got suspended again on March 5th and had to get permission not only from Barcelona, but from Lionel Messi, Andres Iniesta, Sergio Busquets, and Javier Mascherano. These are all like legendary soccer players at Barcelona.
So you got to go to the players and ask.
He had to go to the leaders of the team and say, hey, man, I know I missed last year with a suspension, and I know I missed this year. Do you care if I... because usually you don't just leave when you get a suspension. You stay with the team.
But
you practice.
But this birthday party, I have to go.
And they said, all right, fine, you can go. It's not like you're going to be like injured every year after that around this same
time.
What
year is this?
That was 2016.
All right, okay.
2017, he had an injury, missed... that game, or missed games around that time, was able to go to his sister's birthday party. 2018, he had a metatarsal fracture, which is, again, in your foot, ankle area. So he missed time, was able to go to her birthday party in 2018. 2019, he had another metatarsal fracture and was able to miss time and go to her birthday party. 2020, he was injured with a bruised rib and was able to go to her birthday party. 2021, he had an adductor injury and was able to go to her birthday party. Last year, shockingly enough, he played on her birthday.
Oh!
He played last year.
Oh.
So then this year, he has reconstructive surgery on his ankle.
He has to go to her birthday party.
Here's the thing.
This has been dead for 8 years. That's the thing.
His sister is no sister. His sister is Lene Kakua. He just likes to have this time off. I don't know. No, here's the thing. Making this all the more suspicious to conspiracy theory me... on the sports only, this injury, when I went and looked it up, like, he got injured a few weeks ago and has been out with an ankle injury. In fact, this past weekend or a couple weekends ago, there's a photo of him with the team and he's like got two crutches, and he's like, he can't move his ankle. Everything's bad, right? Well, he injured this ankle in the World Cup. He has injured it other times before. Those injuries I listed, by the way, I just gave you the injuries for March of each of those years. He's had other injuries where he has also missed time. So he is an ouchy player. But this injury, they are saying, yeah, we could, I mean, he could theoretically play on it, I guess. They could let it heal up and he could play again. What they're trying to do now is take his ankle apart and reconstruct it so that he doesn't have the same, whatever deformity has occurred before when he's come back and played on the injury. They're trying to undo that. So next year he'll be healthy and sure. won't keep getting these little injuries.
Now let me ask you.
But he chose to do it now as opposed to waiting till like the end of the year and doing it, and then you miss time next year.
Perhaps this has nothing to do with the sister. Maybe he's not going to the birthday party. Perhaps he takes time off this time every single year because... Maybe Neymar loves himself some NCAA tournament.
Well, actually, that's funny that you mentioned that, because also at every one of these birthday parties has been Jim Nantz.
Just
out of nowhere.
The pinata this year is Billy Packer.
All right.
Sure. Sorry.
That's great. Anyway, so Neymar, I'm just saying, suspicious. I am suspicious of you. Now, he got wise, though, I think, because the first couple times was like, I got a yellow card. And by year two of that, they were like, you have to go apologize to like the gods of soccer before we'll let you leave. And he did. The next year, he was like, oh, my doctor says I'm hurt. I bet he found a doctor who was like, oh, yeah, I know how to get you a, you want a fake x-ray? I can get you a fake x-ray by 2 p.m. No problem. I got a guy with a broken metatarsal right now.
The segment that's not a segment, yikes, is coming up next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find that earlier accident has cleared from East Broad Street eastbound near No Bixby Road. All lanes have reopened in that area. And now watching an accident involving a school bus on Holt Road between Alkire Road and Holt Run Drive. Please be very careful. Traffic is bumper to bumper and still continues to build. This traffic report is sponsored by Discover. Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. The cash back from trips, restaurants, all doubled. Seriously, though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
One is angry, the other one is bald.
What do you think I mean, bald? Bald! Bald, bald!
Here's Man and Bone.
Bone?
Yes, man.
Did you know that sports gambling is legal in the state of Ohio?
I did know that.
And did you know that the Barstool Sportsbook app is the official sports betting partner of this dumb show?
I did know that as well.
You can get it now in your app store or stop by the brand new Barstool Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Do it now. It's open. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Time for yikes. Hey, we had combine things this weekend. Bryce Young is thought of as one of the best quarterbacks in the draft. He's also thought of as small, because he is. He was listed at 6 feet, 194 pounds at Alabama. That is small. But how would he measure up at the combine? We got the verdict this weekend. 204 pounds and 5'10" 1/8". Yikes. That would make him the lightest round one quarterback since at least 2006. And if you're wondering how that compares to Kyler Murray, chief member of the Lollipop Guild, Kyler was the exact same height and 3 whole pounds heavier. Yikes.
John Morant is going off the rails, and I don't like this. Police in Colorado said Monday they're investigating his actions from the weekend after the Grizzlies star posted an Instagram live video in which he displayed what appeared to be a gun while at a nightclub. The Glendale Police Department, which is a suburb of Denver, confirmed the incident took place at this bar, a small enclave surrounded by strip clubs and other things in Denver in this shopping center. Anyway, NBA rules prohibit a player from possessing a firearm while on team property or traveling on team business. They were there to play the Nuggets. Where'd the gun come from? Did you bring that on the plane? If so, that's a big yikes. Please don't do this to yourself, man. Get some help. He's going to take a few games away. The Grizzlies have already said he's not going to play the next few games. Let's hope he gets this figured out because he is such a promising player. I really hope it doesn't go off the rails. Yikes.
You would say like, oh yeah, go spend some time with your parents or something, but isn't his father?
Well, dad's like
part of the entourage.
I mean, dad's in the crew. Yeah, he's right. Part of the entourage. Yeah, guys in his crew were pointing a laser at one of the other NBA players, like, which, you know, is making it seem like, was there a gun attack? Like, this is getting not good for him. It's not the first run-in he's had. So please, let's get this nipped in the bud quick.
Yep, Teddy.
All right, let's head to the Premier League for this yikes. Hated rivals Liverpool and Manchester United were squaring off yesterday at Anfield, and Liverpool humiliated Manchester United 7-0. Yikes! That was the most goals ever given up by Manchester United in Premier League history. Yikes! Also, tied for the worst loss ever by them. Yikes! Liverpool has now outscored United by 17-1 in their last 8 meetings at Anfield. Yikes!
Derek Carr will be the Saints starter next season, and he instantly becomes the best quarterback in that division. Don't believe me? Let's take a look. The Falcons have Desmond Ridder and Logan Woodside, which is a Killers song. I'm Logan Woodside. Yikes. The Bucks have Kyle Trask and no one else. Yikes. The Panthers have Matt Corral and Jacob Eason. Yikes. I'm willing to bet the combined salaries of every other quarterback in the division doesn't equal 25% of what Derek Carr is making next season. Yikes.
Travis Kelce guest hosted on SNL this past weekend. If you didn't see that, he was the host of SNL. I shouldn't say guest host. The Super Bowl winner was able to do an okay job, I thought, for a guy who's not known for his comedy chops. But if you didn't see his suit, it was something else. Double-breasted suit, looks fine. Otherwise, fairly standard, nice, clean look, except it appeared to have 2 suit sleeves hanging out from the middle of the suit jacket underneath the buttons, kind of like a loincloth covering his nether region. I'm not sure. Maybe that's high fashion, but to me, it looked ridiculous. Yikes.
That's it?
All right.
Well, Ted, jeez. Teddy was not impressed.
Just trying to get this going a little bit,
man. I guess.
Well, usually Bone has, you know, a lot to say about
these
guys.
Well, I kept this one short and sweet. Thank you.
All right. Well, good job, Bone.
You're welcome, Ted.
Salty Monday, Ted.
The Tampa Bay Lightning are struggling as they have gone winless in their last 5 games. Yikes. They've lost their last 2 games by a combined 8 goals. Yikes. On Saturday night, their top 3 offensive stars were benched for the entire final period. Yikes. The low point may have come during the second period yesterday when they failed to have one single shot on goal. How is that possible? Yikes.
Oh, Ted, is that it? You got more?
That's
jeez,
it.
I think that was pretty lame, I got to say.
Well, it is lame, but that's it. That's it.
$4.175 million settlement agreement has been reached in the lawsuit filed by a group of black former University of Iowa football players who claimed head coach Kirk Ferentz oversaw a racially discriminatory culture. The Iowa Athletics Department is paying out $2.175 million, and the state is picking up the rest. Iowa State Auditor Rob Sand, one of the 3 appeal board members, said today he would oppose using taxpayer funds for the settlement unless Iowa AD Gary Barta was fired.
Ooh.
I'm not here to say Gary Barta should or shouldn't be canned. I'm sure he should be, but what about the head coach of the damn team whose very existence embarrasses you off the field and now more often than not on the field too? Kirk Ferentz, take a hike. Yikes.
We'll stay with Iowa for my final yikes. Caitlin Clark had a triple-double yesterday, leading her team to the Big Ten championship. She scored 30 points, 17 assists, 10 rebounds, became the first player in women's Division I history to record 3 career 30-point triple doubles. And I got to say, everything about that is impressive. The only thing I didn't like about it, and the biggest yikes of all, is that it happened against the Ohio State Buckeyes, which is too bad. Get revenge in the NCAA tournament. I hope the Lady Bucks are able to do that. Yikes!
Kevin Durant has now played 3 games with the Suns since being traded. He and teammate Devin Booker have combined for 188 points in those three games. Yikes. That is the fourth most by a pair of teammates in their first three games together. Yikes. The only pairs of teammates with more were Wilt Chamberlain and a guy. In 61-62, Wilt teamed with Tom Meschery for 194 points. And 62-63, teamed with Wayne Hightower for 197 points. Also in 61-62, he teamed up with York Larice for 210 points. Yikes.
Is that a positive yikes? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was just like, yikes, that Wilt and just some dude.
Any other guy. It's like, oh, yeah, he was there too.
Could have been Wilt and T-Bone. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah, it didn't really matter about who the other guy was.
It's almost like when people talk about Jeff Kent and Barry Bonds. It's like, yeah, all right. Whatever, man.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you could put any good hitting roidy second baseman right in the lineup next to Barry Bonds. He'd get some pitches to see.
Two good dudes, too.
Yeah, just great guys. Dudes. Everyone loves those dudes.
Great clubhouse
so
guys.
Nice. Everyone's so happy to see them when they walk in. It's great.
Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian said today that Quinn Ewers and freshman Arch Manning will compete for the team's starting quarterback job.
Here we go.
So it's...
we kind of knew that anyway.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
That's going to be, I'm guessing, is the Longhorn Network, is that still a thing? That too, the Longhorn Network? Longhorn Network?
I want to par. Nelly is on the Longhorn Network. It's Longhorn.
All I'm asking
Air Force
is,
One.
If it is... They've got programming for days, don't they? Where they could just, hey, here's these two walking around the facility. Let's see who's walking quicker to a meeting room. Which one's got their, you know, pen and paper or their notepad or whatever.
Wasn't that part of the SEC thing where they can't have Longhorn Network?
Yeah, but they're not there yet.
Yeah, they're not there yet.
So they one more year. I'm guessing they have it for one more year, and then it just collapses into the SEC network.
Mm-hmm.
My guess. I don't know.
Quinn Ewers, come on back, buddy. I don't know if you're any good, but I think you're better than the two jabrones we got on this roster right now. So,
what are you going to do next year when Kyle McCord is just ripping it up and going to town?
You know what I'll do next year, Bone? Be happy
the
case.
I know. I just had to say it because we're going to get the tweets.
What would you do if Adam Dunn hit the game-winning World Series game in the what? Game-winning home run in the World Series?
Yeah.
I'd be thrilled.
Yes,
but he won't.
Okay.
I'd love Kyle McCord to be awesome.
I hope he is. I'm rooting for him to be awesome.
Okay. So am I. Do you think he will be?
Remains to be seen. I'm going to say I don't know. But you know why? Because I've seen barely anything of him, so I have no idea.
You've seen him.
Yeah, you're right.
Face squishy.
That's squishy what you're face. On. That's what you're judging.
Back page. Come.
You okay, Brandon Beam? You all right over there?
Hey, leave him alone. He just squeezed the kid out today.
He didn't squeeze anything out.
Squoze.
And I'm making fun of you, not
I
him.
Squoze him.
Squoze? Past tense of squeeze is squoze? All right.
I think it should be. That's a funny
What's
word,
squoze?
Isn't it? I squoze it.
That sounds like a Herbie nickname.
What's up, squoze?
I know that twice.
You want to hit brother squoze? Yeah, good feminine is a brother squoze.
All right, back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some slowdowns to watch out for. You'll find an accident on East Main Street eastbound near Bryce Road. Traffic is bumper to bumper in that area as they work to get things cleaned up. You'll also find some stop-and-go delays on the west side of I-70 eastbound between Mount Street and Route 315, about a 5 to 10 minute backup in that area. This traffic report is sponsored by Audible. Find everything you love listening to on Audible. Hear celebrity memoirs, mysteries, true crime, sci-fi, and more. Audible is the home of storytelling, audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Roundtable coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of Buckeye Roundtable, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall. Hello, Timmy.
Oh, you guys. Brand new week. Happy Monday.
I want everybody to know the amount of effort that Timmy Hall puts into Buckeye Roundtable every single week. I mean, this show doesn't start till 6 o'clock. It beams out live statewide. But you were here at what, 10 today? Just getting everything ready.
Pouring it in, man. I mean, it's Monday, so you want to just sort of recalibrate and focus on the week ahead. So come in a little bit early, can do some other tasks, and you just pour your heart into it. I mean, I got to be there for the Buckeye fans. Who's going to do it don't do it?
What are you doing? Talking points now?
Are you trying to tell us how much work is going into this, where you're doing this for the Buckeye fans? You're not doing it for yourself? You're not doing it for the show? You're not doing it for the radio station?
I mean, you get paid extra to host this show, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
There we go.
I get it.
Coming up on Buckeye Roundtable tonight?
We got Ron Stokes. Running a fast break with him. Very good. His wife loves this show more than anyone. Might be your biggest fan.
Oh, she's our gal.
I'll have to get a meet and greet with her soon. And later on, we'll have Austin Ward talking some Buckeye football things. He was at the Combine. We got spring practice starting tomorrow. That, of course, is a big storyline, along with basketball going into the Big Ten tournament. Kevin McGuff, after the run to the finals, and then it going poorly yesterday to Iowa. So he'll be on. Then hour two, Spencer Holbrook with some recruiting news and notes. And Kevin McGuff.
Said that. We got
but
that.
But what about Kevin McGuff?
What about Kevin McGuff?
Where does the meat go?
Right. Meat slicer. Steve Rolick, men's ice hockey coach. They beat Penn State yesterday. They're moving on to the semis to play Michigan this weekend. He'll be with us in the 7 o'clock hour. Jam packed.
Can you think of a guy? You were talking about Ron Stokes. Ronnie's my guy. Who looks better at his age than Ron. I've known Ron for almost 20 years, and he hasn't really aged at all.
Because we've gotten to see him a few times this season, coming in to tape his segments for the weekly TV show. Oh, man. And you could tell he still works out enough.
Oh, yeah. He goes over there and shoots around.
Yeah, he could play. He's probably playing some basketball at the gym from time to time. Must be a killer YMCA dude.
He'd play the best defense on this team right now.
I can't deny that.
I think he would get pissed off at people not moving their feet.
You think?
Yeah, I think he would.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
A missed shot's okay. But if you don't get back in transition, move your feet on defense, Ron will have a problem with you.
Okay. Here's my list of people who look as good or, you know, as good as they ever have at their more advanced ages, right?
Stamos.
Stamos is up there. Cruz is up there, clearly, right? I mean, Tom Cruise still.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can tell he's aged, but.
Yes, but he still looks great. I'm saying.
Started to look a little craggly in that welcome video at the beginning
of
Maverick.
That's fair.
Hi, friends.
That's fair.
Thank you so much for being here.
You're right. He didn't have the CGI sheen on there.
Right, yeah.
But it's outside. Like, whoa. So it's those two and then Stokes. I would say his top three.
Lionel Richie. Oh.
No, I think Stokes looks better than Lionel Richie. But I agree, Lionel Richie's also one of those guys.
Who doesn't win this, the actor who plays Uncle Lewis in Christmas Vacation.
Well, he's dead.
I know, but he's actually only old. He's only 50 or so.
Yeah,
when they film that movie, and he looks 90.
I know.
Bad.
Well, you know,
even Barbara Bush.
Right.
Always looked elderly.
Barbara was 90 at 30.
Yes. Wilford Brimley. We've talked about the Wilford Brimley line where he's like the same age when he shot Cocoon as The Rock is now when he was in that movie.
Shot the movie Cocoon. Oh, okay.
That movie. Yes. And who else was I just thinking of that we were? Oh, I saw. Who was the guy that did all those home renovation shows? Ty? Remember
Ty Pendleton?
Have you seen him recently?
No.
Pennington.
Oh, sorry. I forgot. Ty Pennington.
Terry Pendleton.
Right.
Brave.
Terry Pendleton, not Ty Pennington. Ty Pennington looks like he's been sandblasted at the beach every day since that show went off the air. It's not great.
Did he have some legal problems?
Did he?
I think so.
I feel bad for him is what I'm saying. I saw him on a commercial recently and I said, oh man, that's not great.
All right. Buckeye Roundtable is coming up next. Then after that, Joe and Amber.
Great. Big night. Big finish.
Huge night.
That 8-9. Whoa.
What? Thank you, Joe Lawrence.
I like it.
Back page.
The back page. With Kyle. Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone. All right, so this story from Jim Nance. He's talking about how Clint Eastwood used to come out to Pebble Beach every year and they'd have him in the booth. And so he said, we did this for 30 years. He was telling the story on a podcast called Five Clubs. And he said that Davis Love had just won this tournament. And as he's getting done with the interview with Clint Eastwood, Clint Eastwood's going to go down and hand the trophy over to Davis Love. That's what he did at this tournament. So Jim Nance says, hey, Clint Eastwood, I just want you to know Davis Love was telling me in the interview this week. He said, before you leave, I want you to know that you're going to be presenting the trophy to Davis. He's a huge Clint Eastwood fan. In fact, the first adult film he ever saw in his life, you starred in. And apparently Clint Eastwood goes, huh? What?
Huh?
I wasn't in no adult film. I don't know what you're talking about. And he said, oh, I mean, his dad took him to his first, like,
real
grown-up
movie.
And you were the first.
Yeah.
Could you imagine saying that to anyone but the Clint Eastwood? I'm guessing he did not. It did not go
first
well.
First of all, that wasn't a very good Clint Eastwood. That was more Harrison Ford.
Whatever.
I'm going to crash my plane right into this golf
you
course.
You got the idea.
Now,
you know what I'm saying.
If Davis Love were talking to Elizabeth Berkeley, different story.
Sure. Right. She did. Right. Okay.
Which her only film was a borderline adult film.
No, it was. It was NC-17.
Right. The only one she'd ever do.
That's right. There I love the scene where she's flailing in the water. Anyway, Buckeye Roundtable's next. See you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on the
Fan Traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find an earlier accident has cleared from the roadway of East Main Street eastbound near Bryce Road. All lanes have reopened, but plan on some residual slowdowns over there. You'll also find a disabled vehicle has cleared from the right side of the West Outer Belt to 270 southbound before Tuttle Crossing Boulevard, but keep an eye out for the crews that remain on scene. This traffic report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. Ohio Laborers would like to congratulate Member of the Week, Caleb Anderson, Labor Local 639 Marietta. Caleb is a first-year apprentice working at Stonegate Construction Incorporated. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
It's a Fan Action Update.
Earlier this morning, the Cavs opened up as a 1.5-point favorite over the Celtics. They are now a 7.5-point favorite over Boston. The Celtics are resting three main contributors tonight. That is why you're seeing that line move so much. If you take a look at the NBA futures, the Cavs, who boast the fifth-best record in the NBA, have the 10th shortest odds to win the title right now at 25-1. You could see that line move down to 20-1 over the next few weeks as they continue to play good ball. With your Action Update, I'm Triple H.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
yeah. Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're, like, filed that way. But I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does,
lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior. That doesn't
behavior.
Mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
to retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that, a kernel of corn? Nope, not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting.
An asylum.
It is fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the, that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.